probably did the whole podcast like this.
I'm going to clean up Nick's side, because Nick's side is dirty.
Why?
I dropped the camera.
Your camera!
I hurt my knee.
What?
I'm going to take a drink real quick so I can justify being stupid in the future.
But yeah. So for those of you who don't know, hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 52nd episode of A Talk is Anonymous. I'm Nicholas Connor, also known as NZHammer23, also known as the Weeb Commander, as a full one.
Could you have filled that anymore?
For those of you who don't know, for those of you who might use like something stupid like the metric system or something, there's 52 weeks in a year. And I know that's different in the UK. It actually is different in Ethiopia. Ethiopia is currently locked in, I believe, the 70s. They have a different calendar than we do. That's actually a fun fact. You can take that home and use it. So, well, a couple of weeks ago, I think 2 weeks ago, we had our real, like, on this date, we started To Talk is Anonymous, but today is our 52nd episode. So to celebrate 1 year, me and Danny have a couple of bottles of soju, and we're going to be playing some games that are going to test our anime knowledge, because even though it is a year, you guys still want a thing that's going to keep you interested. So we're going to do anime tests of knowledge as it pertains to I understand your takes or you understand mine.
Right. For context, Nick is already kind of drunk. Nick has been drinking.
I've been drinking for about an hour. Okay.
I just got here. I like can't believe how much of a bad idea this already is.
Yeah.
You were just like, you turned up to 12.
Oh,
just
baby.
Now.
Listen, I believe it was who's that famous comedian in the 80s? Who said
Jerry Seinfeld.
Sure, why not? Definitely was black, but we'll go with that. he said, cocaine just makes you more of who you are.
Got you.
And it was
like,
okay, then what if you're an asshole?
Yeah.
Not cocaine. Whoopsie. Haven't been doing that for an hour. no, alcohol just makes Nick a little bit louder.
You're so already drunk.
So we're happy to be here. Yeah. Listen, I have a much higher tolerance than Annie, so I needed to have three, 4 beers before the podcast. So because Danny's going to have 2-3 shots of soju, and he'll be here, all right?
Well, it's funny because when I pitched this idea to you like weeks ago, and I was like, we should do a drunk pod.
Danny,
when I pitched this episode three, my like intention was that I would get sloppy and drunk, and you'd be like the more calm-headed drunk. And I need to catch up fast.
Yeah, listen, I'll be fine. Because this is where I sit. This is between 3 and 12 beers for Nick. My alcohol consumption, like my BAC is kind of like a dog ages. Like I get to the teenage years quickly, but I stay there for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So this will be nothing for me. I'll be good. I've only eaten one meal today and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but we'll... Yeah.
All I've done is drink half a meal.
Oh, yeah, you're Soylent?
Yeah,
you're a liquid meal followed by your secondary liquid meal.
Yeah, I'm all liquid, baby.
But I have a cold opening.
Yeah.
Because this is, I actually wasn't recorded. I made Dorothy watch Link Click, and she cried so hard on episode 5, we had to turn it off.
Really?
Yep, so.
Which one's episode 5 that's just before the fight?
Earthquake.
Yeah.
The payoff of the earthquake episode. Yeah. So I haven't seen her cry as hard as she cried in episode 5.
Yeah.
Since we watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Really?
Like it was for those of you who haven't seen Everything Everywhere All at Once, it's a story about like an Asian mom and her daughter misconnecting through a bunch of different dimensions. It's a gorgeous story. But Dorothy, as a second generation Chinese American, is like, oh my God, this is about me.
Right.
And
right.
So she's literally just like, she felt so seen. She cries. It's like ugly cries every single time. Episode 5 comes around.
Right.
And she's just like, everyone. like sobbing.
Yeah.
Like ugly cry. Not, she could never be ugly, but like ugly
nice,
crying.
Nice. Nice. Good save. I'll drink to that.
Please don't. Okay. All right. It's the honey sticks bit, but more dangerous.
Ooh.
There we go. He's got yogurt. I have green apple. Soju is very good for those of you in middle America.
Very dangerous. Yeah. This just tastes like liquid candy.
Mm-hmm. It's Korean, and it will leave you with a hangover, but you'll be good. You'll be good. Anyways, so.
That's so fucking.
So we just hit episode 9.
Yeah.
So we're in like the serial killer is been introduced and all that.
Yeah.
The first 5 episodes, we're watching it in Chinese.
Right.
You know, when I first watched it, I was like, oh, the English dubbing's not that great.
Yeah.
Chinese way worse.
Really?
Somehow, way worse.
How can you even tell?
I straight up don't speak Mandarin. Yeah. I can like just like the quality of like it sounds like it's being recorded.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I can hear the boom. Yeah. And like she wants to watch it in Chinese because that way, you know, she can like listen to it and like relate to it more. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like enjoy it. Like there's like in the subtitles tell a different story than the dub ever told. Like it's like They'll be like entirely like I watched it a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So I remember what they're saying in English, and they're saying completely different shit in subtitles.
Yeah.
And it's also like Google AI translated. Yeah. It'll be like, I have to go run now.
Right.
And it'll be like, what, you have to leave? What are you trying to say? It's like really bad.
Yeah.
So if you're going to watch Link Click, please, for the love of God, it's like one of those situations where it's like a dub way better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love instances where the dub literally changes the story. Mm-hmm. You know what else does that?
Yeah.
My Hero Academia.
Really?
I was watching, like, I watched all of My Hero in dub.
I can't do Emma Chang dub.
I like,
if All Might, please, we have to save the school. Deku's voice drives you up a fucking wall.
That was like both a stellar impression and also an uncanny impression of Bo Burnham.
Like Bo Burnham before depression, maybe.
You're like Sokko from the fucking Inside bit.
I have only watched it once, and then I was like, okay, I feel like I'm like staring into this man's personal life. I need to leave here.
Yeah, but My Hero's dub, like Deku in dub, is so much more like vicious than, no, in sub, he's more vicious than dub. Like, I watched the Mirio fight, or it's a whole thing in dub, because I like my shonen anime to be like cringy voice acting and like over the top, like shouting of the moves. And
it's like the polar opposite of what Dorothy wants. Like when she thinks of anime, that's what she thinks of.
Yeah, that's what I want. It's just from growing up with like Naruto's dub, Dragon Ball's dub. Yeah. Like if it's over the top shonen, that's what I want.
How do you think that started?
What do you mean?
Like how, like who was the first show to be like, oh, they gotta scream what they're doing? You know, like they gotta
I think Speed Racer.
You think so?
Well, like I think it's a product of like before they just like wouldn't edit shit.
Yeah.
So the characters' mouths would move a ton. Mm. You just had to fit as much English in there as possible.
That's genuinely fair. Yeah.
And then when new, like more anime came out, they were like, I guess that's just how anime sounds. You talk fast and you're loud.
Yeah. It's like fucking, who's the main character from Fairy Tale? Urza?
Yeah.
Urza Scar. No, Urza is not the main character. Natsu.
Yeah, that's
Natsu's got to scream out flame punch every time he punches somebody. Yeah. You're like,
that, I don't know where that came from.
Right?
I wonder if that's a marketing thing, because like Pokemon, the reason the Pokemon all shout their names is a marketing thing.
So you know what Pokemon is like currently on the field?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh yeah, it's fucking only saying Pikachu.
Well, yeah, it's so that like all these kids are, it's like, so then you go into school and all of your friends are like, oh, did you see when Pikachu did this? And you have fucking Pikachu rattling around in your head. Then when you see it like in a store, it's like, oh,
that
Pikachu is the one everyone's talking about. I need that shit.
So that's why the second generation of like Porgs isn't selling for Star Wars, because they don't just waddle around being like Porg. I cannot believe that came to my brain.
If a Porg waddled up to Luke, it was like, Porg!
You'd just be like, yeah, all right, cool, we're doing it.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be the newest IP to copy Pokemon and do it better somehow.
Dude, that'd be sick. I want more dumb animal creatures to do that.
Absolutely.
Because it's, I'm showing my hand a little here, because it's going to be one of my takes.
Got you.
Pokemon saying their names is the stupidest part of the entire Pokemon canon.
I feel like there's stupider parts.
There simply are not.
At a certain point, Ash picks up the galaxy Pokemon that weighs like 2 tons.
That's okay. Ash is fucking ripped.
Yoked, I guess.
Have you ever seen him crack an apple in half with his bare hands?
I feel like
that dude takes a volt tackle to the chest once every season. Like,
I feel like I could crack an apple in half.
I feel like you can.
I feel like I could. I got apples downstairs.
I know you do. I was just thinking that.
I feel like I could do it. I can do it.
At some point, we'll do a halftime.
It's a dumb thing.
It's so much harder than it looks.
Cracking
an apple in half.
Here I am being... Oh, God. I've broken my chair. I've broken my very expensive Secret Lab-sponsored chair.
Yeah.
Here I am saying, oh, I could crack an apple in half. Meanwhile, doctor, I could fucking solo 2 wolves over here.
That's me. I have my MD in soloing two wolves.
It's very complicated, very Russian doctorate.
Yeah, exactly. What's the problem? I've tried cracking an apple. It's incredibly hard. I haven't tried to fight 2 dogs, so
fair.
I can still say that it's possible.
That being said, I did just see both my girlfriend and your girlfriend separate 2 40-pound dogs.
Yeah.
So they look like they could do
that
it.
That worked out.
Yeah. I don't know. Worked out may not be the terminology we go with.
If you and I tag teamed a couple of dogs, lights
Let's
out.
Let's not take that out.
Lights out. Lights take, out.
Nope. No. We just got a couple of like bipedal dogs, you know.
Yeah, if you and I just fucking schlorked a couple of dogs.
Listen, I'm just saying, if Lucario was real, yeah. he'd get wiped out.
Yeah, he'd be a 10.
What he would, yeah. Listen, listen, hey, I when I say Lucario, I mean Anubis from Power right. World. I get them mixed up sometimes.
Dude, I'm like simply not even tipsy. We haven't finished a single tangent.
Because I asked where. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Should we just go to our game? Should we?
No. What? Is it immediate? We're immediately doing the game.
Well, okay. Well, you were like, hey, I want to like coast in. We have an interview after this, by the way.
Oh no! I want to. What are you talking?
You were like, hey, let's drink early so we can coast
gotcha.
Off the intoxication
I'll
tour.
Be fine.
Okay, fucking. I mean, it's Chris Barnett.
Yeah, it's Chris
Barnett. The most unhinged, the third most unhinged person I know.
Yeah, that dude's blood is alcohol.
His blood is Vyvanse, is what it is. Yeah, like it's like he's on a split of Adderall and Vyvanse simultaneously.
That man, he's cool.
It's so fucking, it's legal cocaine is what it is. Yeah.
So you want to do the game first or do you want to talk about other things? You said you had a second cold open.
Dan, I can't remember what it is for the fucking life of me. Oh, I guess I just want to tell the story. I want to put the story out to the world, you know? This is, you know, yeah, why not? Shabbat shalom.
I got to catch up to you. You need to stop drinking,
this
by
is
the way.
Nick's. I have my BA, like my tolerance is probably 3 to 4 times higher.
You always say that and then you get so drunk.
I like to party.
So drunk.
I like to party.
Every time. You got so drunk once, you left Sarah and I in this like what's that massive house party-esque club?
Oh, the fucking you were Victorian?
Like, you were like, Dorothy and I are gonna go pee. We waited for like an hour with like your other friends, and then they started to leave and they're like, yeah, like we're gonna go. And we're like, yeah, sure. And it was just me and Sarah and then like E and whoever she was with. And then we're like, all right, it's like 3 a.m. We gotta get going. And then we go outside and you're there waiting for an Uber.
No way. I don't believe
this. You think no way, but way.
I don't believe you.
You just left everyone.
Fully. There was a fair amount of, I towed the line between brown and black that night in terms of my out. Uh-huh. And that was, I bought a table. There was like a line. We went on was it New Year's? No, it was Halloween. On Halloween.
Yeah, it was.
Dorothy got hit on by a very handsome man and she pointed at me and I was like, oh no. She was like, I'm with him. And I was like,
yeah, that's how it goes.
It was quite fun.
Real quick tangent that I'll forget otherwise. Uh-huh. I was at a nightclub. This is how much of a beta cuck I am. Uh-huh. I was at a nightclub with Sarah once, and this dude who straight up looked like Lil Nas X, mm-hmm. like no shirt, cowboy hat, ripped, like comes up behind me, and I'm dancing with her, and he's like, hey man, like, can I get some of that? Can I dance with her? And I turn to Sarah, and I go, do you want to dance with this guy? I was like, he asked me so politely. I was like, hey, can he get some of that?
Yo, like, you're a communist, right? Like, we're going to spread and divide the pussy.
She was like, no. And I turned to him and I gave him like a Jim Halpert shrug. I was like, I don't know. And he was like, hey, man, thanks. And I was like, sure thing, dude. Anytime.
Oh, that's so funny.
My immediate response to any situation is to be polite.
It's just like, you know, maybe, you know, you could.
I felt it'd be misogynistic to not ask her the option. Like, to assume she didn't want to dance.
Yeah, you're like, is this your type? And yeah. She was like, no.
Yeah, the worst part is if she danced with him, I just stand there like an idiot and be like, my turn is after.
You're saying it's like the kids in recess counting down on a swing and be like, one, two, three.
He just rails and my girlfriend.
Someone else taps you on the shoulder. Like, actually, so I was in line before you. Like, yeah, fuck. One, two.
So just puts a quarter on her shoulder. Like,
anyways, I got in trouble that night for talking to Danny and Sarah because I was apparently talking to you. I was chatting with you guys when I was supposed to be getting in an Uber.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, Nick got a little loose. Nick got a little loose. You know, I like to party.
Oh, no.
Actually, no. I haven't drank in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that everyone wants it.
You're just sober as hell.
No, here's the thing. Danny, first off, listen. Listen, Danny doesn't drink, like, period. And, like, that's fine. That's a life choice. I love that for you.
We've been recording for 16 minutes. I am getting drunk.
Good.
Just to let everybody know how lightweight I am.
Yeah, that is, like, that is the level, the margin. And I think we started recording, like, 2 minutes before we actually started our podcast. Anyway, so Danny doesn't drink, like, at all. And that's a life choice. And I love that for him, genuinely. I drink, like, once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
And when I drink.
And you can stop whenever you want.
Listen, I'm going to say it right now. It's not that, like, I could quit alcohol.
Uh-huh.
It's just.
This is so not the road you think it is.
No. Listen, genuinely, like, I just.
You've taken a wrong turn.
I drink socially. Like, I very much, like, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, we're going out to a bar. I'll have a couple of drinks. Yeah. I'm not like, oh, Tuesday night, work. I'm not a 50s husband who's like, work was tough. You know, it's like.
They're like, Tuesday at 3 p.m., baby. You know, like, what that means.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's like 11 o'clock on a Monday. Yeah. No, like, so I drink socially. But, like, sometimes, definitely. Because I have this thing, I'm an entertainer, and I'm like, hey, if I'm the drunkest person there, nobody else can be more embarrassed than me, you know? But then Amos unfortunately threw up inside of our orange juice container that night, so it was not great. Anyways, so where were we going?
How dare you ask me that question?
We're going to our game. All right, so our game is, I think we already explained this to the live audience, but we haven't explained it to you, the offline audience, so... the game today is going to be two truths and a take, which is kind of like, it's like our take on two truths and a lie. We have 10 anime, which are going to be Attack on Titan, One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball, JJK, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, FMAB, Link Click, and Madoka Magica, which we felt were like the 10 most, like the 10 anime that pertain to our podcast.
Yeah.
So what me and Danny are going to be doing is we're both going to be saying two things that we genuinely believe about these 10 anime and then one lie.
Right.
And so that if, like,
but they're all going to be hot takes. That's why I asked.
No. Oh, I sent you the wrong one because, okay, here's the thing.
What do you mean?
Okay.
I'm going to get fucking crucified on the internet because of this. I asked you so many times.
You really didn't.
I tried to get so much clarification.
You were like, hey, can I get a clarification on what we're doing? So I sent, you were like, hey, send me an example of one of your things.
Yeah.
So I sent you my Madoka Magica one.
Which is all hot takes.
Only one, which is only hot takes.
I have like two truths and a lie. Attack on Titan sucks.
Aaron, he's a big old ball gobbler.
Yeah, Aaron, bad. Levi, gay. Which one's a lie?
I love this so because mine are like very, like, half of mine are very passe.
No. No, he can't.
Nick. Half of mine are very chill. Okay.
Dude, I'm soaked.
What do you mean soaked?
I'm sweating so much.
Open the. Oh, it's hot out. It's like 70 degrees out. Yeah. Do you want me to turn down? Listen, all right.
No.
This
Let's
segment
go.
Is brought to you by the Nest app. Nick's turning down the Nest app.
What is this?
Well, it's 70 degrees in the house. All right. We'll cool down to 69. Oh, that's heat.
Let's go. That is heat, baby. 69.
Let's get it, baby. Da, da,
da, da. John Cena.
Where did that come from? Oh, it's John Cena, I was going to say.
Kids' Choice Awards.
No.
Do you remember that?
No. What do you mean, do I remember that? Of course. The John Cena Kids Awards. Who could forget?
When they... The kids award.
He's like, that's mine. Yeah. And then he just fucking takes one.
He's like, this year's best kid, Johnny Smith. This year's worst kid, Angela Smith.
Just fucking executor. It's like the Hunger just Games fucking, expedited.
Just fucking cracks her spine over his knee.
Just invisible shakes on the way out. Everyone's cheering. Fuck you.
Welcome to the 50th John Cena Kid Awards. I do this every 3 months. There's too many kids.
Like, we have last month's worst kid, Angie Smith, just wheeling in. He's
paralyzed.
I've got into theoretical physics. Okay. All right. We're going to play our game.
You laughed just now made me think you're about to throw up, and that almost made me.
Yeah, there's only like $2,000 worth of equipment on the table. It'll be good. It'll be good. This is second biggest anime podcast on YouTube. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming.
Are we?
Yes. Yeah. Ridiculous. All right. The first anime we're going to be talking about, Attack on Titan.
Let's go.
So I'll go first.
Please.
So my takes are, Erwin should have lived.
Okay.
If you hate Gabby, you don't get the show, and Aaron is the most compelling character.
Aaron is the most compelling character is your lie.
Fuck.
Yeah. I, like, imagine meeting. I wouldn't do a podcast with someone who has that take.
God, I figured you would know that one, too.
All of mine are hot takes.
Love it.
And I'm not excited.
I feel like these could all be considered hot takes.
All right. Here we go. I have Mikasa is a boring and overrated character. Levi is a boring and overrated character.
Okay.
More characters should have died. I tried to make it hard, so I threw into a similar one.
Oh, it's one or three. It's not Levi. You love Levi. I'm going to go with the Mikasa one.
That's a lie?
Yep.
Yeah, look at you.
Let's go.
Wait. Yeah. No, the Levi one's a lie.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because I love Levi.
Yeah.
You got it.
You said, so Levi is a boring...
Is a boring and overrated character.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Love Levi.
I put myself in a mental blender. You're right.
There we go.
You're right.
You know what? You tricked me, too, so I'll take a drink.
Oh, Shabbat and Shalom, baby. Hello.
Stop drinking. No, that's not the game.
I lost. Not,
yeah, but I took a drink because... Okay.
No, I put myself in a mental blender. Listen, it's it's 13%. Korean
I'm so
grandpa's
drunk, Nick.
Drink this.
I'm so drunk. I'm getting so drunk so fast. I am a Korean
you,
grandma.
Listen, he will end up drunker than me this podcast. All right. One Piece.
Yeah.
Pre-time skip is better than post.
Okay.
Skypiea is my favorite arc. One of my favorite arcs. And Zoro is my favorite Straw Hat.
I feel like you must be tricking me. Is it the Skypiea one?
Is Skypiea the lie?
Yeah.
Why would I answer that question? Why would I tell you? Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Your answer is Skypiea?
Yeah.
No, Skypiea is one of my favorite arcs.
Okay, wait, why would you tell me? That's the game.
What are you going to give? If you're like, hey, walk in your answer. You
okay,
deal
that was
or no
my
deal.
Fuck, I'm going to drink half of this.
Drink the whole thing, you fucking pussy. It's yogurt-flavored soju.
I'm getting really drunk really fast. I'm going to start slurring, Nick. I'm going to start saying...
Good!
I'm going to start saying some bad things about the Dominicans, Nick.
Listen, baseball's half their culture. All right, what are your One Piece takes?
Aside from Gear 5, Luffy has the worst transformations out of all the big three.
I agree with that. If that's not a good, if that's a lie, I agree with it.
Oda is better at writing powers than Kishimoto, and Oda doesn't know how to write women.
Oda's better at writing women than a lot of mangakas, but he's not good at it. I'm trying to think of prevalent women in the One Piece story. Robin, Nami, neither of them are incredibly written. So it was Gear 5 is the only cool transformation.
Yeah.
That's just objectively true. It's objectively true. fuck, what was the other one?
Oda is better at writing powers than Kishimoto.
Kishimoto, everyone draws from the same bag, right? So everyone's using the same jutsus. Mm. Everybody wants to eat, it's like devil fruit, so it's unique to a certain situation. I'm going to go with, because you are an ally, I don't think it's the women one.
Right.
I think because you have a high standard for how women should be written. You don't even think Nobara is a well-written character, and she's the gold standard of how women are written in 2024. So I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go with the transformation one.
Really?
I'm going to say you like Gear 4.
You're wrong. They're all bad except Gear 5. Oda can write women just fine.
Oh, you mother. All right.
Oh, thank God.
Part of me is grateful that I'm the one drinking because I'm concerned for you greatly.
I'm getting concerned.
Naruto. This is my happy spot. All right, so this show is littered with plot holes. The pain fight is well animated. And Rock Lee is a better character than Naruto. I guess a lot of mine are hot takes as well.
What was the first one?
So this show is littered with plot holes.
Right.
The pain fight is well animated. Rock Lee is a better character than Naruto.
This is so tough. Because I feel
if there
like
was anyone that was going to be my backyard, it would obviously be this
the
one.
The pain one seems too obvious. Because that is like...
We've talked about the pain fight on the show a lot.
Yeah, we have. What have you said?
Yeah, that's why I got to remember these things.
I know. That one seems so obvious because that one is like so against the grain. The Rock Lee one, I could see people agreeing with. The other one, I don't remember, and I also can't feel my hands. So...
This show is littered with bottles. These aren't even attached to me.
That one's true, though. I started doing, like, for audio only listeners, I did, like, I counted one on my pinky, two on my ring finger, and then three, and I didn't feel the three on my middle finger.
If it means anything to you, usually, are you sweating?
Yeah.
You want my fan?
No.
Yeah, take my fan.
I'm just sweating out of anxiety and
sweat. Take my fan. Take my fan.
No.
Take my fan.
Nick, push the table.
We'll split fans. I'm telling you, man.
This is awesome.
Have a little fan in your life.
This hype.
I know.
I wish I had fans. The pain fight's not well animated.
That's your one?
Yeah.
Good job.
Ha!
Good
Thank
job.
God. You almost threw me with how obvious it was. All right. Tenten is the worst ninja in the series. Naruto has the best character designs in all of anime. There's actually only one good fight in all of Naruto. Nick just turned into a trout
you
for a second.
You haven't finished Naruto.
Seen the fights.
How far have you gotten into Naruto? Give me an actual number.
Post-Pain pre-Madara.
Post-Pain pre-Madara. Have you seen...
I've seen Obito and Kakashi.
Versus Kakashi.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
I've seen Naruto versus Sasuke when they lose their arms.
Okay.
I've seen the one where they fight that god lady.
Kaguya.
Yeah.
All right. It can't be that one.
It's going to call her Kuji Guji.
If you've seen Obito versus Kakashi and Naruto versus Sasuke, those are two of the greatest fights in anime, point blank period. Like, Naruto, there's a lot of bad things about Naruto. The fights are not it.
Yeah.
So it's not the first one.
You're locking it in?
No. It's not the last one.
It's not 10-10.
It's...
Wait. I'm so confused. I'm reiterating
to
you.
Is it?
I'm reiterating.
So 10-10 is the worst ninja.
Yeah.
There's only one good fight. And then what was the second one?
Naruto has the best character designs in all of anime.
I mean, he does have a really good character design. He does. His forms are incredible. Sage mode is cool. KCM is cool.
No, like the show Naruto.
Oh. I feel like this is just down to, like, whether or not you're considering, like, Aruka Sensei as a ninja. Like, it's just like hey, yeah, like, oh, Tenten. Listen, Tenten is objectively stronger than, like, 80% of ninjas. Mm. But, like...
To make it easier, I'm talking about, like... Are you purring? Your dog just vibrated.
He does that.
I'm talking about, like, the teams. Mm. Like, the, you know, like, Team 7, Neji's team, blah, blah, blah.
I feel like you could have a secret hate in your heart for Kiba. I'm going to go with character design.
No, there's only one good fight in all of Naruto.
You're
my
fucking...
It was my lie. You keep forgetting the rules of the game.
Yeah. I'm saying that you're saying that the character design was... Like, I'm saying that's what you were saying, was the lie. So you're saying, oh...
What's the lie?
Wait, the lie!
Oh, no, help. I'm so drunk.
I keep putting myself in a mental blender! Oh, okay. Well, you know, Shabbat Shalom, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God, I can't do another drink.
It's only going to get worse than this. Here we go. GG's.
Audience. Wow. I feel like I just got flashbanged in the Call of Duty game.
We have four lights. Three lights.
Wow. Can't feel my face. Chat, let me know. Nick is forgetting the rules of the game.
Listen, it doesn't matter. I'm happy to be... Listen.
What are they saying? Well, Nick not making it all of podcasts.
I'll make it the whole podcast very comfortably.
Next.
Very comfortably. All right. Next Holy up, we have Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
So my takes are Vegeta is my favorite character.
Okay.
Z's pacing is almost as bad as One Piece.
Oh, yeah.
And the hyperbolic time chamber is a stupid plot device. Yeah.
I don't know your favorite character, if any.
Yeah.
So that's tough. We never talk about Dragon Ball, because as far as I know, you've hardly seen it.
I've seen a good amount of it.
I believe that.
I've seen Z.
Yeah.
And the first 20 episodes of Super.
Yeah. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Denny's hand's just progressively getting further across the table. He's reaching for me.
I buy that you think the hyperbolic time chamber is dumb.
Uh-huh.
But Vegeta's not your favorite. Let's go!
Very impressive. Very impressive, young Padawan.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Piccolo.
Okay,
he's the only good character in the entire fucking show.
Sweet.
Him or Gohan. Cool. Everyone's like, Gohan didn't continue being a Z fighter. Yeah, fucking not everybody wants to punch aliens for the rest of their lives. Congratulations, somebody wants to fucking study every once in a while.
I feel like this one you could get.
Oh, yeah?
DBZ looks way better than Dragon Ball Super.
I know for a fact that's not your lie.
Okay.
No, for a fact that's not your lie.
Dragon Ball has one of the worst ensemble casts in all of Shonen. Goku is a bad MC.
Goku is objectively a pretty good MC.
Mm-hmm.
But he overshadows all the weak ensemble, so I'm going the ensemble. Wait, hold up.
What one do you think is the lie?
No, you're right. Hold up. The ensemble one, I believe.
Okay, so
the first
Goku
one is, I also believe.
So Goku's a bad MC
is what I choose. All right.
There you go.
I'm learning. I just something about me isn't connecting. Like, hey, we need to do the lie one. You got it, baby.
Shabbat shalom.
We're converting Danny to Judaism. The end of this podcast will be me cutting his foreskin off.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah. Yeah? What?
You know what I'm going to ask?
Should I cut off my foreskin?
Well, no, I'm just...
Is it circumcised?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're not Jewish?
I mean, I'm not Jewish.
Do you realize why the Jew... Do you know the correlation between Jews and circumcision?
No, but let me get real in depth on Palestine and Israel
quick. But Jews are the people who we do circumcise.
You do the circumcision?
We do the circumcision. That's why there's a whole guy in Jewish community who just cuts the foreskins off.
Wait, it's one guy?
It's a profession.
Whoa.
There's a whole profession of like a dude who
My
cuts foreskins off.
Dick
mm-hmm.
has no extra parts.
Okay. Well, I would say your dick has less parts.
Right. I am circumcised.
Everyone's born with a standard amount of parts.
Mom, I know you're watching. What's my penis look like?
Karen, Karen, please. If you can give us Karen, stop me at a certain...
Mom, please don't answer.
Karen, please stop me. Karen, please. Karen, this is unrealistic. All right. Next up, we have JJK.
Yarg. Let's go. You're drinking water, pussy?
I just get thirsty sometimes.
Vagina?
It's literally a podcast.
Clit.
I'm screaming. That's me. I'm sensitive. All right, so JJK is the best new gen anime. Yuji is my favorite new gen MC.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. You were sniffing the table.
I wasn't listening to any of them.
All right,
okay.
So JJK
is
the best new gen anime.
Yeah.
Yuji is my favorite new gen MC. Cursed Energy is the best new gen power system.
These are crazy.
They're good?
These are all crazy takes. I don't think Yuji's your favorite new gen MC. I'm on fire. Let's go.
For those of you who are wondering, it's Boruto.
Wow.
It's my favorite new gen MC.
Interesting. I didn't know who it was.
Who could have guessed?
I didn't know who it was, but I was like, I'm pretty sure you like Denji more than Yuji. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure... If asked, you'd like Deku more than Yuji. Probably not Tanjiro. No, not Deku?
Nope.
Interesting.
I would say of all, like, New Gen is such
Where
a fucking...
Where do you place Yuji?
New Gen is such a fucking stupid term nowadays, because it's like, New Gen made sense back, like, post, like, Big Three.
Yeah.
Like, 2012, 2013, New Gen made sense.
True, we need to come up with, like, a middle gen.
So, New Gen nowadays is, like, now referring to, like, Sakamoto days, Dadon. Like, even JJK is, like, fringe. Kind of like how MHA and AOT were fringe for new gen back in the day. It's right. Like, oh, they came out with SOT. Or SAO. Jesus Christ.
SOT.
The fuck is SOT? and so, like, it's, like, now kind of like a, like, what is new gen? So, if, like, I had to say, like, favorite, like, I would say of new gen MCs, I'd say Boruto, Sakamoto, even you could throw Chihiro from Kagurabachi in there.
Okay. Because,
like, he's got the 10th biggest manga on Earth right now. It's kind of, like, a problem of, like, what do you define? Like, are we talking manga? Are we talking anime? What are we chatting about? So, favorite new gen MC, as I would define, is Boruto. And then Denji, and then Yuji. Love them. Love Denji. Listen, I understand that Yuji...
What about Asta?
Asta, listen.
No, Asta?
I love Asta. Asta is Naruto... With a tweak. Naruto with a tweak. He's like Naruto, but louder.
Naruto with a better attitude.
Yeah. He's Naruto, but like less... like a lot of things go Asta's way. Like he gets teleported to the Land of Sun. He ends up being the inheritor of anti-magic, all these things. And so it's like, oh, you're also the child of prophecy. Like it's like, Oh, you were supposed to be like the down and out kid who goes zero to hero, but you're also like the fucking child of prophecy.
Right.
So I'd say Asta is... I'd say he's four.
Right.
Four feels safe. And then, like, I don't know, Deku, Tanjiro. I just don't like the...
You don't like the soft voice.
I don't like the fucking, like, you know, straighten my tie. Like, I understand that there's audio-only listeners out there. Like, the straighten my tie, like, I'm gonna save the village.
Yeah.
I want people to be human.
Right.
Like, that's why people like the Greek pantheon. It's like, oh, Zeus just wanted to fuck. And you're like, right. Relatable. Honestly, relatable.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, did we do your JJK? No, we have to do your JJK.
Okay. Season 2 is carried by its animation. Gojo doesn't deserve the hype. Sukuna is the only interesting thing about Yuji.
Okay. If it was only season 1, you would have believed the Sukuna is the only interesting thing about Yuji. But now I believe that you've seen Yuji's character arc. I think you begin to understand why Yuji is a compelling character. You're like, okay, like Sukuna... fuck. But the thing is, like, the way you would view JJK, you'd be like, oh, the trauma inflicted by Sukuna is the most compelling thing about Yuji. Everything outside of that is less interesting. So actually, that's good. All right, so that's not the one. Gojo is overrated. Season 2 is carried by animation. I think I'm going to have to go with season 2 is carried by animation.
Okay, let me just rephrase because you have been getting in trouble.
That's your lie. That's the one you don't believe in, is that season 2 is carried by its animation.
Nope, Sukuna is the only interesting thing about Yuji.
So you find Yuji to be a compelling character outside of the confines of Yuji, outside of the confines of Sukuna.
No, that's not what that means.
What?
Sukuna is the only interesting thing about Yuji.
Which is a lie. What we're saying is that's a lie.
No, wait, sorry, you're right.
Listen, Gojo, would happen?
Look, Gojo doesn't deserve the hype, is my lie.
So your lie is that Gojo, so you believe that Gojo deserves the hype?
Yes, I do. Oh. You're right.
All right.
Dude.
Give me another bottle, please.
Yes,
sir. What flavor?
I
got apple mango.
Oh, God, I've never even heard of these flavors.
Peach?
Yo, shout out to Soonhori, by the way. They're the best soju brand.
Tooth?
Yeah. Enamel.
Citron.
Give me the first one. Apple, whatever the fuck. Apple mango?
Apple mango.
Yeah, that'll be sweet. It just kind of looks like, I've never tried these flavors. I'm going to be trying all kinds of new shit today. You believe that Gojo deserves the hype?
I do.
That's a surprising take from you, because you're such a contrarian. And usually when people are like, oh, I like this, Danny's like, oh. Oh, you like God of War? Kratos was cooler when he just wanted to murder God. Now that he has a son, it's so, I don't know, emotional. That's what I've been saying. Listen, me and a certain TikToker, I've been calling you a contrarian for a long time.
Yeah, right? I know.
We just been like,
you should have him on the podcast.
I reached out, I texted him, he didn't respond. So we tried. All right, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. What'd you look at?
The viewer count. I'm gonna be entirely honest here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I live and die by the viewer count. Yeah.
Live viewers.
I would switch sides with you so I couldn't see it. So it would be less obvious when I looked. Yeah.
Yeah. He commented on one of my videos again. Only ever comments when he dislikes my takes.
Love that. It's a hate follow. You're a hate follow.
I am a hate follow.
I would bet. How much? Okay, here. Quick aside.
Yeah.
A quick aside so we can slow down our drinking here.
Please.
What percentage of your followers would you say are hate follows?
I don't know, because that's something I can't wrap my head around. I hate you. Nick just drank his gallon water bottle like he was fucking Popeye. Like cigar style, like up into the air, like, nah, fellas, that's just tops, ain't it?
You know, this and sloppy steaks is really all that I abide by. Listen, all I'm gonna say is the straws keep getting moldy.
Yeah.
So I have to drink out of the bottle.
I don't know how many. I can't relate to people who hate follow, because if I don't like someone, I block them immediately. I just get away from it.
I think it's an emotional healthy response to be like, oh, yeah, they make me angry. I'm going to make sure I never see them again.
I think, you know what? I think it's a low percentage, because when people send hate messages, I check to see if they follow me. They typically don't.
Really?
Yeah.
So they just like stumble upon your page and they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't love to like step into the idea. Like, okay, so I've been sending you a lot of TikToks recently.
Yeah.
This was my other fucking cold opening.
Yeah.
This is my other cold opening. I've been sending you a lot of TikToks recently.
Yeah.
Because I've trained my TikTok FYP to only show me the most schizophrenic TikToks of all time. So okay. I don't know if a lot of you know this, but Gen X is fucked. Like if you're Gen X, you're lead poisoned, you have a 1,000-yard stare, you're an idiot. I don't know what to tell you. So Gen X apparently uses TikTok as a dating platform. I have seen, to give more context to this, I've trained my TikTok to give me the most fucking unhinged sponsored posts you've ever seen. So sponsored posts.
You've been sending me a lot of like Ant Game content.
Well, Ant Game content, and then it's like a sponsored post with 12 likes. And a lot of Gen X and like young boomers. We're talking like
young
30,
boomers.
We're talking like 41 to 50, 55.
Okay. All right.
We'll just like post their best photos and it'll be like, maybe lock them doors and turn them. And it'll just be like photos of them. And
is then it'll it the be fucking, other, it's the sea shanties? You're in shanty talk?
No. It's a country music. It's maybe lock them doors and turn them lights down low. All right. So, and then like there'll be other Gen Xers in their comments who will be like, me please. And it's like, it's Tinder. It's Tinder. You
that's
pay $20
so
on TikTok and it's Tinder. Outside of that, I've also been getting like hilariously, like actually schizophrenic TikToks of people being like, there's people in my walls. And I'm double tapping. So I'm like, I can see them. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, they're there. So I've trained my FYP to just be like, hey, somebody spent $20 on a TikTok to get 7,000 views and 12 likes.
Right.
And I'm the 13th
you're
like.
There.
So I've been sending them to you and my FYP is so fucked. It's every second post is a sponsored post.
Dude, do you get comments from Ashley?
Oh, the AI?
Yeah, the AI.
Listen, I listen. Ashley is my sister's name. So it's weird. But every time I'm like, I might slide in. You know, the pictures are fantastic.
For people who don't know, it's this AI bot. It didn't used to be this smart, but it's this girl that used to be like, it used to just be this like, you know, like bot porn account that was like, oh, fucking, this is the kind of content I love to see as I'm like screaming about how fucking like God of War sucks.
But now it like comments about the video.
I got like a comment from her and it was like, man, Madoka Magica, can't wait for him to get to episode 10. And I'm like, Ashley, you fox.
Ashley, what do you know about QB? What do you know about QB, Ashley?
What do you know about QB?
AI is terrifying. It's genuine. Like I've literally trained my FYP to just be like, fucked. It's so much fun. This is gonna be my other one. As I'm getting nowadays, like I got a TikTok the other day that made me really happy. And like this might speak to my general psyche as a whole, but it was a woman, probably in her like early 40s, late 30s. She was like, signs of a spiritual awakening, and she was like, clammy hands. Depression, not wanting to see anybody, like panic attacks. And I was like, no, we're not doing a spiritual hospital, like therapy. And it's just people being like
heart attack symptoms.
And then I'm getting people being like, oh, it's Aeon spirit. And I'm getting like all of these like sorcerers, like these 30 like sorcerers. It's so much goddamn fun. All right. That concludes me and Danny's.
That's the game.
That concludes
not doing the game.
Danny, 1 to 10.
What?
1 to 10.
How drunk? I just now came into some clarity. I was at like 8, like 2 minutes ago.
Danny, I'm sitting at a 4.5.
I'm at like 6. I've wound down.
Danny, the way, listen, my...
I was fuzzy.
1 to 3. That's a straight, it's a linear scale for me.
Yeah.
3 to 8, logarithmic. Okay. Like it's like oh we
so
have
you
to-
might as well be 8.
No, what I'm saying is like to get from 3 to 8 is like a 10 times scale.
Gotcha.
Like 3 is 10 times smaller than 4.
Gotcha.
4 is
gotcha.
10 is so 4 is 100 or 5 is 100 times bigger than 3.
Let's get you to 5, baby.
I listen, if you fucking what's boss next- up. Let's get to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Let's go to, I don't have ones for that.
You
let's
have nothing to, for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Let's do Full Metal Alchemist. I'll come up with something.
All right, no, fine. I'll do my Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Yugi is his name, right?
Yuta.
Yuta Kotsu.
Yeah.
Yuta has the most plot armor out of any anime MC.
Okay.
Kaiba should have just killed Yuji. And GX is better than the original.
I almost had that.
Yeah?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Mm.
The plot armor one. I can't tell if that's real or not, because he doesn't have plot armor. He just lies. He's just
he's just
cheating.
Fucking cheats.
Yeah. He's just cheating at the game. And the plot armor is other people not fact-checking him.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So he just cheats.
Yeah.
What was the others?
So it's Yuji. It has the most plot armor.
It's Yugi. You have to know it's Yugi.
Yuji Ichimoto.
You know it's not Yuji.
He has the most plot armor out of any animacy. Kaiba should have just killed Yugi. I'm sorry.
When should he have killed
him? I'm sorry. Like, and then
you act like there was a moment where he had the knife in his throat and he was like,
he's a literal billionaire. And then GX is better than the original. And I'd like to point out the fact that I have a winged Kuribo on my ankle to help you.
It's the plot armor one. That's the lie. Locked in. What's the lie?
GX is better than the original. The original's way better.
You tricked me!
This is the only tattoo I didn't choose to put on myself. An ex-friend put this on me.
You fuck.
Yeah, that's
you
me.
You fuck.
All right, wait. Pokemon?
I'll come up with a Yu-Gi-Oh! One right now.
Oh, you're just gonna...
I have two, I just
you're
need
gonna
a
top
lot.
Top of the head Yu-Gi-Oh!
Off the dome.
Wait,
one.
So I'm going to know that... Okay.
Go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you going to know?
I'm going to know the first two are not the lie.
You don't know that?
And then, that's fair. You don't, genuinely,
you don't
is,
know that.
That is fair. All
right. Yugi has the best drip out of any MC.
I mean, this is just objectively true.
Yugi is a better MC than Ash.
Mm-hmm. I believe in
This
is the point where we step to our live chat. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to watch the podcast live, become a YouTube member or a Patreon member today. If you guys want to make sure that more of the money is heading into our pockets, Patreon takes less of our split than YouTube members. So this is going to be me and Danny's little ad break while Danny tries to get a hot take from our live audience, who gets to see all the things that we cut from a standard episode of anime. Yes, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, not anime, episode of the podcast. We cut a lot from these episodes, and only the live watchers get to see. So if you guys want to see me and Danny truly at our worst, $4.99 is the cost of pay.
Boy, is it. Yugi should have killed Kaiba.
Yugi should have killed Kaiba.
Because he had a chance to. You remember that?
What, the rock slide?
No, there's a moment in the show where Yugi is about to beat Kaiba, and they're on a castle, and Kaiba gets up on a ledge of the castle, and he's like, "Do it, Yugi. If you take down my monster, the shockwave will kill me."
Yep.
And Yugi's like, "Shit, man."
I don't hate you that much.
Yeah.
So Yugi has the best drip.
Yep.
Yugi is a better MC than Ash.
Yes.
And then Yugi should have killed Kaiba.
Yes.
Yugi does have the best drip. Yugi is I'm gonna say he's a worse MC than Ash.
That's your lock?
I'm gonna go with the second one. Yeah, I'm gonna say.
You're right.
That's
a lie.
The fuzz continues, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Nice. Three more months till a year. Thank you.
You know what's funny?
Darian, I believe.
I talked about this on the other podcast, the Escape Pod.
Yeah, the pod where you were like, "Oh my god, I hate my husband," and you went to those other.
What are you talking about?
You were like, "I hate my husband so much. Please take me." Other two-person podcast. And, you know, I've never done it. You know,
gotcha.
It's not me. I'm going on Michaela's podcast on Tuesday.
But are
only,
you?
That's one woman.
Yeah, well, I'm reacting to Avatar with Michaela. Unless that's what you're talking
about.
That's
the about. Same
it's
kind of
a
thing.
Podcast. Same. It's a reaction YouTube
it's tea
video.
Tea time with Toph. What do you
I
want
guess
me to
so.
Say?
Mother Fluffin, we talked about this on that podcast, the Escape Pod.
Mm. Why? Okay, here's my thing. Otaku's Anonymous.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Why is it called the Escape Pod?
Escape Pod, like space.
Oh, the Escape.
There you go.
But
yeah.
I have to fucking...
It's just clever. It's just a pun, I guess. Whatever. I like them.
I've met them at things.
Have you?
I've met the one who juggles.
Nice. He do be juggling.
He do be juggling.
He's good at magic. But we talked about this. It's funny because, right, when you think of Yugi, you know how he turns into Yami? Like, the older, taller, more confident one.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Man, that dude's badass. That guy's confident as hell." Yami's not the one who dresses them. The little young bitch boy one is the one wearing a belt around his neck.
And like 8 bracelets. He's like, motherfucking, we're stepping out in leather today.
That's so fun. I love Yami like possessing this little twerp and being like, shit, kid. Like,
he really got this shit on though. Yeah,
this kid fucks.
Fucking, how's this 13-year-old know about belts around the neck?
I know, I want an episode where Yami pops in and he's just like aggressively hitting on Taya. She's like, what are you doing? He's like, sorry, I just assumed this kid was fucking everybody.
You have the leash to this neck with this neck belt, right? Like, let's lock me up here.
Yeah. All right, next.
We have Pokemon.
Let's do One Piece. We already did
One Piece.
Let's do Madoka Magica.
Okay, so that's number 10 on my list. Okay, cool. We can do. Wait, but do you have Pokemon?
No.
You skip Pokemon. Okay, we'll skip Pokemon, whatever. F and maybe. Let's do F and maybe. Yeah. Ed and Al's ending is one of the best endings in manga history.
Okay.
The middle drags a little bit. My favorite character is Colonel Mustang.
These are such tepid takes.
Tepid takes. Oh. And you're gonna be like, fucking, Ed should have died. Yeah, you're fucking, I wanted Ed impaled by Winry.
I know. Ed should have fucked Alphonse.
Cut a hole in the suit, you coward.
My two truths and a liar. Ed should have fucked Alphonse. Alphonse should have fucked Ed. No. Mustang's gay. Pick.
No straight man snaps this much. Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you. I try.
Was clever.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get sharper as the podcast goes on. You're going to get duller.
Ladies and gentlemen, we should do this every week.
We're in my bag right now. This is my bag.
We're about to become an alcoholic on this podcast.
Once a week. Once a week is an alcoholic.
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
Once a week? You drink once a week? That's such a low bar.
Spoken with the rage of an alcoholic.
Fair.
I don't think Mustang's your favorite character. Let's go.
I Loki could have used a shot.
Woo! Who's your favorite?
Take one guess.
Armstrong?
I feel like I should take another one for that. It's very impressive. It is Armstrong. Really? It is Armstrong.
Take another.
Which one?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's a real question.
There's no way. Fucking the man.
There we go, Alex.
Yeah, no way. Take two shots.
Oh, I'll fucking take
two shots. Get fucked.
All right.
What's it called?
Yours.
All right, FMIB. Winry is the worst character in the show. Ed is a whiny baby and needs to get over his missing limbs.
Love that. Look, listen. Oh, you lost your limbs to get eternal knowledge? Fuck you.
Because,
like, his limbs work perfectly fine. Like, it's like the way his limbs are just limbs. Yeah. Oh, they're auto mail. Cool. You can fucking transmute them.
Yeah, I mean, if Winry was a better mechanic, they wouldn't keep breaking.
Yeah, like, it's like you're the one who keeps fucking using them wrong. Yeah.
Brotherhood's Nina episode is worse than the originals.
Brotherhood's Nina episode is have you seen the original?
Yeah. Only that one.
Only, so you got to like episode 6.
I just wanted to compare the Nina episode.
The original's Nina episode is way more brutal. It's fucked. The Brotherhood episode definitely is like, oh, Scar, you know, ends it, you know, all that. So I'm going to say, so Winry's the worst character.
Yeah.
You believe that. Ed needs to stop being a whiny bitch. You believe that. Because like fucking, oh, automail, cool, you can make your arm into a blade. That's sick.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you lost your arm is the reason you can do transmutation without fucking drawing a transmutation circle. You can clap your hands. I'm going to go with the last one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The Brotherhood's Nina episode is worse than the original.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I don't know, Nick.
Because the public is that Brotherhood is better in all capacities but the Nina episode. But Ed is a bitch. You're not lying about that. Winry is the worst character in the entirety of FMAB. She's the least compelling. She's barely in it. And she's there as a love interest. You know, I'm gonna say that you're just non-original in your takes. No, I'm going to say you're original in your takes. And you're going to say that FMAB's take on the Nina episode is better.
Winry is close to the worst character.
You mother... Who's the worst then?
I think May's probably the worst.
What?
The little girl.
Alkahestry? The introduction of Alkahestry is sick.
She's so annoying.
She's a healer.
It's also like not her fault because when they give her envy, they're like, hey, here's envy. Take him to your emperor. What are they fucking thinking?
That's wild, yeah.
What are you doing?
It's ridiculous.
Kill this thing.
Yeah. Burn it. Burn, like, literally just keep torching it.
Yeah, there's also, like, there's other characters who are worse. I really don't like fucking the goofy squiggle mustache guy. He's dumb.
Oh, I know. Not clumpy arm guy. The guy with the clumpy arm.
He's also a waste of a character.
Clumpy arm guy is a waste of a character.
He doesn't clump a damn thing the whole show.
He goes up against Wrath and he just doesn't even clump.
Original Greed is pretty dumb. I'd put him under Winry.
Pre-Greeling. Yeah.
Greed.
Yep.
Yeah.
He is kind of a bitch. Second that he attaches himself to that other guy, that is like when he starts to get become a compelling character, and then he plays a massive role in the ending of FMA.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. Pretty good takes. I like them.
Yeah. Do Madoka?
So we're doing Madoka?
Madoka.
All right. So you already know my takes here. So I feel as though you've had time to think about this.
I haven't. Don't worry. Cool. And I'm drunk.
Madoka Magica. So that's going to be our fucking eighth, maybe. The art style is dated.
Yeah.
Hamura is the best character, and Madoka is in a good character until the end of the story.
I don't think you think the art style is dated. I think, but I could also be impressing my own thoughts because I love the art style, because it is older. The art style is older, but it's not bad in my opinion, and it works for this like children's sketchbook kind of vibe to juxtapose how dark and shitty it is.
I never really thought about that.
Oh, no.
I never thought about the children's sketch. Like, it is because they are kids.
It looks like an eighth grader's, like, sketchbook. All the designs do. And it almost looks like crayon. Like, the coloring. Or, like, colored pencil, rather. Not crayon. Hamura, I think you've said Sayaka is best girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you think Wait.
So I said, so the art style is dated. Yeah. Hamura is the best character. Madoka isn't a good character until the end of the story.
I think you believe that last one. I think Hamura is not your best girl.
Hamura is my favorite character. Hamura is by far and away the best character in Madoka Magica. She literally fights against... For those of you who are listening, Danny just fucking, like a girlfriend trying to prove that she knows how to swallow, fucking blew all over his shirt.
There's so much on me and so much in the glass still somehow. You're
fucking... The nasal strength to clear out half a shot with just air. You just... It's just fucking...
Horrible.
Finish it. Listen, you're wearing half of it, you're drinking the other. Hell yeah, baby. Look at you. I'd like to remind everybody that Danny is still on his first bottle of soju, and he didn't drink before this, all right? So Nick had three and a half beers before Danny got here, and he is on... He's halfway through his second bottle of soju.
I just hate...
You're doing great.
What...
Give me yours.
What was the lie? You didn't tell me.
The lie was the art style is outdated.
Wow.
I love the art style. It'll never be outdated. Them using that...
Fuck! South Park, I pulled a U!
The South Park-esque style where what's the girl who gets her head chomped off?
Yeah, Mommy?
Mommy, that moment where like the witch comes in and stomps her head off with that art style will never, to me, be outdated. It's one of those... classic and interesting choices in animation I've ever seen. Madoka Magica will never look bad.
Dude, I pulled a U. I literally was like, I don't believe you believe that. It's the Mommy one.
Got
or it's the Homer one.
Fucking, you forgetting the rules?
God, I'm stupid. Mm. And sticky.
it's very sweetened. Drinking fucking peach mango over here.
All right, Madoka Magica. Mommy's death is overrated.
No, that's not true.
Sayaka deserves what happened to her. Kyubey did nothing wrong.
Kyubey.
I call him Gloopy Duperson. My entire reaction.
Oh, yeah, so Gloopy did nothing wrong?
Yeah.
I feel like you could believe that. For some reason, I feel like you could believe that.
Me personally?
No, I feel like you personally could believe that because you're like, oh, like Kyubey, like his biological, like I feel like you'd be like, oh, QB's biological need is to straight up just be like, hey, I need to get magical girls becoming magical girls. So I feel like you could believe that QB just like followed his genetic coding to be the like, oh, this is what QB does. You said that Sayaka
deserved what happened to her and mommy's death is overrated.
Mommy's death isn't overrated. Like, okay, mommy's death is fucking awesome. Mommy's death is like absolutely incredible. So I'm going to say you don't believe that mommy's death is overrated.
That's the lie you think?
Yes, I believe that mommy's, I believe you saying that, wait. Yeah, no, I believe you saying that mommy's death is overrated is the lie.
Is the lie.
Because mommy's death is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go! I'll take a shot of that, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! How are you feeling?
I'm sobering up.
You're sobering up?
Yeah.
You've been drinking the past few bits.
There's a certain level. I have to drink at a certain level, otherwise I'll sober up.
Damn. What are you at now? Are you below 4?
No, I'd say floating at 4.
I want you on my level, on my plane.
I could do a 5-round boxing bout right now.
Weird metric.
I'm not gonna drive.
What do we have?
I'm only endangering one other person by boxing.
I'll fight a dude.
Yeah, I'll fucking fight a dude right now.
You're only endangering one other person driving drunk.
Link click. You want to do link click? You for sure have takes for link click.
All right, I'll come up with something.
You have nothing for link click?
It's
literally our biggest show we've talked about recently.
Link click, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon are the ones that I didn't have time for.
This took me like 20 minutes.
It took me hours.
That's wild.
To get what I got because I was trying to make them hot takes and hard.
Mm.
I put myself out here.
I feel like I don't know what my hit rate has been, but I feel like he hasn't gotten all of mine. Like, I feel like I've made him hard enough.
I've gotten most of yours. I've been killing it. Are you crazy?
This is going to be like, oh, you remember when we used to do games and we'd be like, oh, how far, like how many rights do you have? And we'd have to wait until like Stank edited the podcast.
True. Who won this?
Nobody wins in a fight, Danny.
Danny is killing it, actually, says music. The concept of music says I'm winning.
Ready?
Do-do-do-do. That thinks I'm winning.
That was, what was that song? What are you going for there?
City of Stars.
Oh, of course, City of Stars. The only song ever to be made.
Stars, are you shining just for me? Do 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 do.
Are you singing fucking
La La Land, baby?
La La Land. That's you're like the whole concept of music is condensed down into La La Land. Wow, you come here.
You just asked me what I was singing, and I answered.
All right, I'm gonna give you my link click hot takes.
Give it.
The first 8 episodes are the best. Lu Guang is low-key a bitch. These boys are as gay as each other. Wait, hold on. The first 8 episodes
are as gay as each other.
They meet each other in the middle of gayness. So the first 8 episodes are the best. Lu Guang is low-key a bitch. These boys are as gay as everyone else says.
That's a lie. Last one.
You believe that I don't think...
You don't think they're as gay as everyone says.
You're right.
I am doing so well because I didn't know about Lu Guang. He's not a bitch in my mind.
Lu Guang is low key a bitch.
He's low key evil.
he's like, oh, you'll be fine, Shang. Fucking go to the fucking earthquake simulator. Yeah. And which, now that I'm rewatching it, I'm noticing a lot of things that I missed in my original watch of Link Click where I'm like, oh. Like, Lu Guang wanted Shang to get out. He wanted to, like, convey the message, and then he wanted him to leave. No. But then Shang was like, I want to eat. Oh, this meal is so delicious. I want to eat right now. And so they, like, eat, like, Lu Guang. So Shang finds out that, like, it's the earthquake day because he decides to eat. Don't fucking send him. Oh, like, he's like, oh, literally, Shang comes to you, and it's like, my parents died in the earthquake. And he's just like, yeah, get out there. Go do the thing.
You're right. He do be a bitch.
Lu Guang's a fucking bitch.
He's a bitch. He's very like, I get fucked in the ass by this girl's boss. Yeah, it'll be like, fine.
You're fucking just, he's only got a 7-inch. You can hit the back of your throat with that.
I had like, what is it? One of the ones I was toying with was Lu Guang belongs in prison for his emotional turmoil of Chang.
It's pretty good.
And then I had... Link Click is the smartest anime of the last 5 years.
Is this you? Are you running things at me right now?
I guess I'm pitching, yeah.
Okay, so Lu Guang deserves to be in prison.
Yeah, Lu Guang deserves to be in prison. Link Click is the smartest anime of the last 5 years.
That's not a lie.
And then Link Click sucks.
That's the last one? All right, Link Click sucks.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Yay.
We have one more, friend.
I couldn't come with a good lie. Pokemans.
Pokemon. We got Pal Worlds coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want my Pokemon ones?
What was your Link Click lie again?
That these boys aren't as gay. I don't think.
Oh, yeah. It's not a gay show.
I don't think Shang and Luguang are as gay as everyone says they are. And we're actually going to be having somebody on the podcast next week who very much believes that Luguang and Shang are super gay. Stella Chu, she's awesome. She did the cosplay. She did the Zora cosplay for Hassan, Hassan Piker. And she's awesome. I met her at a party and we just talked about BL for 30 minutes. She's fucking incredible. But she believes that Link Click is super gay. And I think the public perception of Link Click, because it's two male leads, is that it's super gay. But I just don't, I don't see it, you know?
People nowadays, like, I encountered this in, like, film school, actually, where this person wrote, like, a script about just, like, two bros.
Yeah.
Like, two dudes who are just close friends doing shit together. Mm-hmm. And everyone's feedback was like, oh, this is like a coming out story. This is about how they're gay. And yeah. And they were like, even though it's like subtext, you should at the end have them come out. And the guy who wrote it was like, they're not gay. And I'm not gay. Yeah. Like, this is just like two guys can be friends and not be gay. And we had this big conversation about how like there is this like conversation now where like if two guys are just like really close, like, it's almost like toxic masculinity coming from like the gay community being like, oh, if two guys are
close,
best friends,
they must kiss.
Yeah, if two guys are close, they must be gay.
Yeah.
And so it's like toxic masculinity, like tropes bleeding into like the gay community,
mm-hmm.
which isn't like a bad thing. It's just like a societal like
it's a readjustment is what it is. It's like, yeah. Okay, cool. Like two guy, it's yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger and the guy who played Apollo doing yeah, their fucking yeah. their arm thing. It's like that. Yeah. Like in the 80s, 90s, yeah. that's what it was. It was like two guys fucking yeah. coming together to like make sure like they're stronger together. And nowadays it's like, oh, they kiss. And it's a readjustment. And it's like, obviously not the end of the world. Who gives yeah, a shit? Right. People think we kiss. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Oh no. Like we don't, like we're yeah. fine. Like I keep
I
asking.
I think we kiss. And then I wake up.
Yeah. Like, you say no. Yeah. So like, it's very much like a, I don't think that Link Click is as gay as people think it is. I think Sabuki Bisco, and there's a lot of BL like content out there. Yeah. What are you fucking Coley Culkin? Kiralee, I don't know. The fucking, they all have dumb names.
No, keep trying.
The Kiralee, Coralie, Culkin. Culkin is her last name. They have fucking stupid names. Two of them are famous.
I slapped my cheeks because I'm drunk. Kieran, and it goes Corleanus Culkin.
Corleanus Culkus is what exactly what it is. All right, Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'll give you mine.
Go.
Master Quest is better. Oh, wait. Master Quest is his best season.
Okay. What generation was that?
Master Quest was right after the original, so...
Oh, interesting. With that dude with the bandana.
No, that's much later. That's gotcha. Gen 3,
that's
I
Gen
think.
2, I know, for a fact.
Master Quest is... No, Master Quest is... I think it's all Ash. Is it not all Ash?
They're
it's
all
been a long
Ash.
Time since I watched...
No, I mean, instead of Brock, they had a dude with a bandana.
Oh, yes, you're right. So, Master Quest is his best season. The legendary birds suck. My favorite Pokemon is Rayquaza.
The legendary birds do suck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a roll of the dice with this one. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know dick about Master Quest?
Yeah. I fucking could be dope. Who knows?
Other than the fact... I don't know. That one seems true because I feel like that's the only one you've seen.
What, Master Quest?
I have a vibe that, like, that was the one you used to watch, like, as a kid. And you're like, what, Master Quest? You know, it's like me being like, Battle Frontier is the best one because that's the one I remember most. I'll say Master Quest is the lie. I'm wrong?
Wait.
That's a lie.
It is a lie. Fuck. Rayquaza is my favorite Pokemon. God damn it.
You keep filling them up so much.
They're too full. All right, do you have any Pokemon ones you want to give to me, friend?
I'm Lucy Goosey.
Yeah, you are. You're leaning into her.
All right. Let me think of something real quick. I just need one, and then I'm
okay. This is the point, ladies and gentlemen, where I'm going to take a timeout. And I'm going to go hang out with our live chat. So if you guys ever want to become a live member who can watch me and Danny be our Lucy and Goosiest.
Oh, things are good down here.
Oh, things are great things down are there. Sick. You're off camera. You're doing good. So if you ever guys want to see me and Danny be our Lucy and Goosiest, please either become a member on YouTube Members or a member over on our Patreon, where you can support us for either $4.99 or $5.99 for either Team Nick or Team Danny. Obviously, $5.99 is going to be the more expensive option. You know, it's more money in me and Danny's pockets. It makes this podcast keep happening. I'm going to go hang out with the live audience. So while Danny is figuring all this out, I'm going to talk to them. Bye. All
right.
Are you done?
Talk to him.
Oh, I'm talking to him. Hi, everybody.
My arms are big now. Start with the thrust. Yes, please, as the opening. This is good. What if I did the whole podcast like this?
I'm going to clean up Nick's side because Nick's side is dirty.
Your camera.
I hurt my knee.
All right.
Cool, you got your Pokemon stuff. Let's get it.
Pokemon saying their names is the stupidest part of the canon. I've already spoiled that I believe that. The legendary dogs are the best legendaries. There are no good starter trios after Diamond and Pearl.
It's the dogs one. You hate the dogs.
I love the dogs.
You hate the dogs.
I love the
dogs. You hate the dogs. It's the dogs.
Why are you disagreeing?
It's the dogs one.
It's
you
not.
You like Suicune?
I'm telling you right now.
Do you like Entei?
I love Entei.
Oh, you're fucking Entei.
Raikou's stupid. But out of all the legendary groups, that one has the best group.
That's just not true.
That's just true.
It's just not true.
What's a better group of legendaries?
Fucking Groudon, Rayquaza, Wailord.
Wailord.
What is it?
Kyogre. You make an interesting point.
I make it an incredible point.
Yeah, because all three of those are great.
No, all three of them are fantastic.
You know what? I'll take a drink because I was wrong.
You were wrong.
That one's better. I love the legendary dog sound.
I'll take one because I guessed wrong.
Yeah.
Cool.
You convinced me, though. That's impressive.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the end of our section. This section, specifically. Which brings us to our draft. Danny, you want to do our draft?
No.
Yeah, you want to do our draft? There's no drinking component.
Go on.
I like to establish that the crowd...
Also, for our audio-only listeners, I fell.
Yeah. Well, no. For our non-live members, Danny fell. Danny fell and took out an entire fucking camera.
$1,500
camera.
My camera. Not exciting.
The one camera you shouldn't fucking...
They want Stank to keep it in, so maybe he will.
Who knows? All right, so OA Moments Draft. As somebody who, I'm going to say, as somebody who didn't fall, I won that section.
That's wrong. That's incorrect.
I straight up don't think it is wrong. I think I'm correct in saying that as the person who did slide tackle a fucking camera. Danny, you fucking...
Me falling? That camera falling is preposterous and not an appropriate consequence to me falling.
Should have had a better tripod is what you're saying.
Yeah, yep. I wasn't near the camera. I just shook the ground. Mm-hmm. Our girlfriends are probably concerned.
Our girlfriends are probably more focused on the fact that Claire and your dog have an immense amount of beef.
Claire specifically, not Claire's dog.
Claire's dog, yeah. It's like fucking Ava's just boxing up. So no, we're probably not concerned about that. We're going to get to our OMA, OA Moments Draft. I'm going to go first.
Go.
Coming in.
Yep.
No, I'm going to do a little intro shot here. So me and Danny are celebrating our 1-year anniversary for the podcast today, which means we're going to be doing a draft of our best moments in this 1 year of podcast history. So coming in at number one, I'm going to go with you cuck.
Fuck!
I'm gonna go with.
I love that one.
You cuck, which was a. It came from, I believe, me saying that all of the fusions in Dragon Ball were the same thing. So Danny screaming "you cuck" at me at the top of his lungs was probably my favorite moment in podcast history.
Damn it!
I want to take that one off Danny immediately. I hate how many of these are going to be you.
That one's so good. I literally have me calling you a cuck for thinking Gogeta and Vegeta are the same.
Yep.
Damn. All right. I'm going to do the Santa bit because I really love that and I'm proud of it.
Could have got that lower.
Really?
Could have got that way
lower.
Way lower.
That was so good. You opened spaghetti.
It was. Okay. But we're talking, listen, the Santa bit or the spaghetti presents?
Interesting. Okay.
We're talking you showing up as Santa? Or?
I have to stick with Santa because it's not fair if I change to the spaghetti one. Okay. So that one's still open for
cool.
you.
I'm going to go with second pick, as is right, as is my right by contract.
Yeah.
So you reading about 20 minutes of AI generated poetry and then me being like, my God, that was long. And you being like, it's hot in here. It is my right by contract to read soliloquy.
I forgot about that. That I hate. So Stank made a compilation of our best bits throughout the year. And I was watching it just being like, fuck, we used to be so funny.
We're still very funny.
I know we're still funny. I have such a complex about that. Even with my own YouTube content where I'm like, God, this old shit is so good.
Yep.
It takes me about a year before I actually appreciate what we've done.
Yeah.
I'll do a bit that you started, actually. Our American Ninja Warrior bit.
Oh.
Where the dude is on a date. He takes one step on, like, the warped wall and breaks his knee.
I very much have something very, like, very close to what you just said.
Yeah.
Because we have, you know, I'll take it now. My third pick is going to be... anytime that we yelled, I'm pissing. Because anytime me and Danny like sink our level of comedy to just, oh, yeah. Just, oh, fuck. That is, those have been the best moments in our entire podcast. So my number three is anytime we've yelled, I'm pissing.
I love that. I'm going to have episode one or two had like a 30 minute long segment on poop and nobody liked it. That's the note I took about.
In response to that, yeah. I'm going to say episode two had an episode where we built out the mechs for every country. And I feel like we did a really good job. I feel like we did a really good job and no one appreciated it.
Damn, that's a good one.
We also did a serial draft.
We did do a serial draft.
We hit all the podcast classic starting points.
Fuck, we should revisit the country one.
The mech for a country.
That's good.
Italy being a fold-out version of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, incredible. The Eiffel Tower standing up for the France, incredible. The Statue of Liberty just fucking squaring up, incredible.
Yeah. What was one that had us, like, fucking crying? There was one... Oh, man. This isn't a complete list, but there was one where we were just crying for, like... It was Frog Type Beat, right? Yeah, it was Frog Type Beat.
I mean, Frog Type Beat has always been incredible.
Frog Type Beat's on this. There's one episode specifically where we're crying, and I'm like talking about Gotcha Kuda. Mm-hmm. Gotcha Coochie.
Gotcha Coochie.
It's that episode where I'm like, anyway, Gotcha Cootie, and I like accidentally play Frog Type Beat again. That's the one. That's my number four.
I don't know what we were
that
fucking.
That one's great.
We were chuckling.
Yeah,
we're a couple of chuckleheads that fucking that episode.
We're crying.
So that's your fourth pick. Yeah. Five for me. See, I'm split between two choices here. I'm gonna go with Every Tits Bell. I'm gonna go with Every Tits Bell. My other one was Sons of Anarchy Bloody Underwear Story. Yeah. That was fantastic. Just like the idea of just like roadkill underwear just being shown off. He's like, oh, you wanna suck my dick? Cool. It's bloody. Like that to me is still so funny. But I'm gonna go with Every Tits Bell.
Every Tits Bell?
Every time we've gone ding 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 on this podcast.
I like that. I'll do that as one. To do one of your bits, because I could do the spaghetti one. I could do cake spaghetti, which is a spoiler for an upcoming episode.
See, I was thinking about, like, could I take cake spaghetti? Because it's not out yet.
That one's so funny.
It's great.
But that definitely does count as year two.
Do we have fucking audio on it? Who knows?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Stank, please text me.
Yeah.
I'll do you and Dorothy shoving a finger up Wagyu's ass. Because you heard from our friend who we no longer talk to because he is our dumbest friend.
By far and away, the stupidest man we keep in our circle. Like,
I can't believe it.
Like, he's just like...
That was so funny. Well, because you're like, yeah, and I'm like, my arms are covered in cuts. Like, I'm trying to pry them apart. Dorothy's got her finger up Wagyu's ass. And meanwhile, I'm just trying to keep it. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean Dorothy's in his asshole?
Knuckle deep. Yeah. So, all right. But, so who won, ladies and gentlemen? Who won our OA Moments draft? For those of you who have been watching for a year, first off, thank you for being here for a year. Me and Danny are eternally grateful. We can't even believe that we've been here for 52 weeks. And outside of that, tell us who won. Tell us who had the better moments in the drafts. We'll make a community post about it. You'll get to vote. You know, it's a YouTube thing. Outside of that, Daniel, outside of our games, this is the part where me and Danny get to cool off a little bit. I'm going to keep drinking, but, you know, fucking...
Sick.
Yeah, fucking you, please, chill.
Huh.
By the way, this is my second bottle I showed you.
You want another? Here.
No, please don't. Please don't. No, don't.
Peach or the citrus.
Sweetie, don't open it. Don't.
You're almost done.
I'm good.
Peach or the citrus.
I'm good. I'm gonna have a little light meal after this.
I'll just get it over.
I'll be all right. I mean, listen, three bottles of soju is like too sugary. I'll have some whiskey after this. You know, I'll fucking lean into it.
Have whiskey. Wow. And
listen, if there's ever been a person we could interview that would be cool with me being fucking hammered, Chris Barnett is the guy. Yeah. You want to talk about Soul Leveling?
I can't believe you've never done NC Hammered.
I mean,
can't believe it.
I never thought about that. What would I even do? Like,
should have done your Sasuke episode where you have to admit what you like about Sasuke drunk.
That was Christmas last year, I think.
Or you do live streams, which I know neither of us really do anymore. Yeah. I'm trying to get back into it for the people in my Discord.
Hey, here's a little note for everybody who wants to be a content creator. Live streaming, if you are a short form or a long form creator, is a waste of time. I'd love to be the guy who's like, oh, fucking it's become tough. Jinxie, become Queso. It's a waste of time.
But yeah, you should have done an NC Hammered like anniversary video or Christmas video, something. Eggnog.
I'll do a 3-year anniversary.
You expect eggnog, Nick?
Do I expect eggnog?
Do you expect eggnog?
I don't know.
Like spiked eggnog?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Are you fucking kidding?
Nick wakes up every morning and expects a glass.
I just snap my fingers for my fucking butler to come and bring me the fucking whiskey.
Yeah, you go, Dortholomew,
please.
Yeah, eggy whisk.
Dorothy doesn't get out of bed until like 10:30 every morning. There's no way I'm anticipating anything from her. Soul Leveling is really, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about Boshi the Rock and I want to talk about Soul Leveling.
Yeah, holy shit. We don't have a lot of time.
What do you mean?
We're an hour and a half in.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's perfect.
We just, you know.
Babe, they're going to love this. Everyone's going to love this.
Ooh,
everyone's
call me babe more.
I call you babe all the time.
No, you don't.
I simply do. All right. So, Soul Leveling.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yep. Sorry.
Jin Woosung.
Yep.
Battling against the wolves.
Yep.
Is how you believe a fight against wolves would go.
That's how it would go down.
First note.
Yep.
If I gave you a sword.
Yeah.
Do you think you could pull off what Jin Woosung pulled off? I'm talking like a 3.5-foot claymore.
100%. Oh my God. I'd use it like a spear because I have no sword training. I'd use it like a spear. Wolf comes at me. I have this thing pointed towards a wolf. Simply, what are they going
through? What are you going to do about the second wolf?
The same goddamn thing. I will take it out of the second wolf and stab the second wolf.
Yeah.
Take it out of the first.
What if it's like that one attacks faster than I can wrench a piece of metal out of a living being.
It won't.
Of a living, still alive being.
It won't.
Oh, yeah.
Also, three wolves? How many wolves am I fighting?
How many wolves does Jin Woosung fight?
Three.
Simply not true. There is a literal moment in this episode where like 30 wolves fucking appear.
I don't think I can fight 30 wolves. I've never made that
claim.
What's
your wolf number?
Sword?
No, this is actually a good fucking 1-year anniversary thing because on our the first ever episode we made, we talked about geese number.
Yeah, true.
Where it was like, how many geese could you take in a fight? How many wolves could you take in a fight? What is your wolf number with a sword?
With a sword?
Yeah.
3 to 5 wolves.
Okay, so
3 to 5 because
four wolves.
3 to 5 because I don't know wolf strategic and attack patterns.
Stabbed anything?
Anything?
Have you ever stabbed anything?
I've punched a 5th grade girl once.
It was yesterday. Oh my God, she got fucking uppercut.
So I've been in my fair share of scrapes.
It's not true.
One specifically.
Just not true.
I was in that scrape. I was in another
scrape. Somebody who's been in like 24 actual scrapes.
I was in that scrape where a girl in 4th grade needed a punch. I was in a scrape where I lost and cried. And my mom yells at me a lot.
So that's the last documentation of Daniel's last year. Since January. I love the idea of Daniel just like walking down the street and some 5th grader being like, fucking nice shoes.
Just cut to like, she was asking for it.
Just like handcuffs. Like, she needed it.
Listen, in 4th grade, there was this girl. I didn't want to play whatever game she was playing.
Fucking Foursquare.
Yeah, Foursquare, dodgeball, something. I black out. Next thing I know,
bloody knuckles just fucking pulverizing a skull.
I'm getting the third degree about her fat lip.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's defending me. Mm. Girl had it coming.
We had a weirdly similar childhood.
Yeah.
Why are we chewing a shot glass? Like, I don't think it was like the way you were like, oh, wow, this plastic broke. You're chewing it. What did you want from it?
I got so drunk since standing up.
After you slide tackled your $1,500 piss camera?
Yeah, after I cross-checked. $1,500? I wish.
That cost you $1,500?
That cost $5,000.
$5,000?
The body's $2,000. The lens is $3,000.
Why would you slide tackle it?
I didn't mean to. I slipped.
$800. Fucking slide tackle those.
And then gravity hit it.
I shit and piss $800.
Did you see where I fell? I wasn't even fucking near it. It took a dive.
Danny, I didn't see where you pissed because I was pissing.
I didn't see where you pissed, Danny.
I was pissing.
I promise I didn't
fucking
piss.
Jesus Christ, this guy has no idea what he's doing. Continue.
Well, I was going
about punching out fifth graders.
It wasn't my turn.
It was punching out fifth graders.
That's it. I'm scrappy. I can take 3 to 5 wolves because I don't know their attack patterns. I don't know if they all attack at once.
What if they do?
3. If they don't, 5.
So if every wolf is like, my time to bite and just stab and
pull.
Dude,
honestly, I can take 5 humans with a sword. If I can get them all in front of me, if they get behind me, I'm fucked.
Low key, I feel better about 5 humans than I do about 5 wolves. First off, on the grand percentage, and I don't. This is not a poll we'll make. How many humans weigh 160?
Plenty.
No, okay, here's the thing. Listen.
You.
Not you. Or your girlfriend. Or your roommates.
One of my roommates,
John. Where's 160? So, out of your entire house, 1 out of 4 people weighs 160.
Yeah,
that is the starting weight of a wolf. Starting. That's a female wolf is 160.
I suppose so. But sword. I have a sword. Dude,
it's my thing. 1 out of 5 humans. Like, I'm gonna get a fucking 95-pound thrower gymnastics in high school girl that I'm gonna just cleave in half with a fucking claymore. But, like, there's also gonna be a 240, fair. Like, oh, I played lineman in D2 college.
But here's the thing. If I have a sword and they don't, weight doesn't matter.
That's just not true.
Why?
Because, all right, imagine for a second. You weigh what, 130?
Yeah, 124. I weighed literally yesterday. Literally yesterday, I weighed
124 pounds.
Which is up from my 118 3 weeks ago. Danny. I gained 6 pounds. Drinking. Welcome to today's sponsor, Soylent, baby.
It's Soylent.
Soylent. 400 calories, one drink.
I have a whole line of like backhanded compliments to you. Can I do it? It's because this one has been burning a hole in me.
Sure.
And I don't know if
I'm drunk enough.
I don't know if we'll ever do the backhanded compliments thing.
We will.
My first, just to lean into it.
Okay.
My first backhanded compliment is you have a lot of confidence for a man whose girlfriend weighs more than him.
We weigh similar.
That's the fucking problem, Danny. That's the issue. It's like, listen, Sarah's a fucking gorgeous woman, and she is not overweight by any means. Danny is fucking thin. You are pencil thin.
I'm big right now. I just talked to chat. Look at that. Is that not bigger?
What would you identify as your weight? Or height. I'm sorry. 125. What would you identify as your height?
5'8", I measured yesterday too.
5'8", 125.
Yep.
That is, do you want to know what fighting class you would fall into?
Welter.
No.
Feather. What do you mean, what's under feather?
No, actually it is feather.
Little
You're
League.
Right. You're right. Women's weight class goes up to 125. Male's weight class goes down to 125. You would fight against Ronda Rousey. Like 125 is as small as a male weight class. No, 115.
You know what?
Straw weight is 115.
You know what? You give me a sword, I can take Ronda Rousey.
4? 5?
5 Rondas?
5 Rondas?
Probably not, because she has fighting training.
Yeah.
Wolves so don't?
What do you think wolves do? How do you think wolves procure their meals?
Against deer? I could take 20 deer.
With antlers?
Yeah?
With antlers, Danny.
Yarg? Yes. Dude, oh my god, hold on.
Hold
on. You're talking to me about prey versus predator right now. We're about to turn into the Yard podcast.
What do you mean?
We're
going to be one guy who knows something and one guy who doesn't? We're going to be that podcast?
I'm
like, oh, have you heard about mozzarella? And another guy's like, mozzarella?
You're like, Joey, what's mozzarella?
I've never heard of hats.
Dude, what are you talking about? You're talking to me about fucking prey versus predator right now. I'm going to turn in Ben Shapiro.
Oh, please.
You're talking to me about prey
just
versus predator.
Just dropped an incredible rap.
Thanks. Yeah,
you know, he owned the fucking shit out of liberals with his rap.
Dude, wolves fight prey because they're bitches.
Prey are bitches.
Because wolves are bitches.
Wolves are bitches. Of course, yeah. I believe the same thing.
If a wolf wanted to be a non-bitch,
here I am with my 75-pound pit bull who I think could take me in a fight.
If a wolf wanted to be a non-bitch, they'd fight non-bitches. Correct?
So
yes or no?
Deers are the bitches in the situation.
Deers are bitches, and you're a bitch if you prey on bitches.
So
a bitch.
All right. So humans, like a descent, like humans destroying Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Were Neanderthals bitches?
What are you talking about? Humans are Neanderthals.
Humans are not Neanderthals. We're Homo sapiens. Neanderthals were Neanderthals. They're Homo erectus.
If you
please,
pray.
Please step into my step into my biochem fucking 6-year degree categorization.
If you, because right, your assertion was that, God, my fingers are long. Your assertion.
Not that long. Let's listen.
So long. My hands are bigger than yours.
That's just not true. It's not true. You're just saying things that are not true. Danny, I swear to God. I swear to God, we'll do a fucking.
We will. Listen, your assertion was that wolves are badass and could kill me. Because
they could
shut the fuck up for a second.
It's here.
Nick, I swear to God, I'm gonna lunge.
Watch out.
Okay.
From 6 feet away.
I'm gonna lunge.
This is why our table is so big, Danny.
I'm gonna lunge. Your assertion is that wolves are badass because they have to fight for their meals. They fight bitches. If you fight a bitch, you are a bitch. If they had to fight lions, tigers, I'll even say bears, then that would be impressive.
Why would they hunt bears?
Because bears are also predators. They're fighting prey. Doing a predator me on predator fight. Wolves.
Okay, top of your head. What do bears eat?
Salmon. Bears are bitches too.
there we go.
I think I've come to the realization that all animals are bitches right now, except lions. Lions
eat?
Fight hyenas. They fight other cats.
They don't. Why would they?
What do they eat?
Fucking cantaloupes. Zebras. The herbivores. Carnivores eat. They eat herbivores.
Let's go. Nick just said cantaloupe. We're both drunk.
Antelopes.
They do not fight antelopes.
Fuck you. God damn it.
I've won.
You've won. Listen.
Should we move on to an anime?
Put me into the liberal pwned fucking.
Listen, last thing. How many wolves could you fight with a sword? That's it. That's all
two.
I want to know. Two?
Two.
Three. Easy. Three is my max. Your absolute max. You don't have to, like, come two. Out on top. You don't have to come out, like, singing and dancing, going to Kmart after.
Two.
Two at max.
If I'm stabbing one, the other is clamping onto my neck. Like, it's so simple. It's so simple. They strategize. They know each other. I don't think I could take both of my dogs simultaneously with a blade.
Two random wolves who have never met. So you were like, they know each other.
Three.
Let's go. There we go. I'll take it.
Never met.
Hot dog. I'll take it.
Fucking all right.
All right. Solo leveling.
Should we finish solo leveling?
I'm glad you are drunk. You're lying about
this
not.
This is how Danny thinks he would do against wolves.
Yeah.
The whole exposition of the dungeon break is new. So this is, we've talked about many times, but the fact that A1 is like kind of like, you know, building on the manhwa. Yeah. And so.
You are drunk.
I, fuck you.
Through shit.
How dare I?
You're just slurring. It's fun. I like it. I'm glad we're both drunk. Have another soju.
Fucking give me one. I don't give a shit.
Huh? Oh man.
Oh, don't give me Citron. No, okay. Give me Citron because I'm the bigger man here. You won't drink that. It'll taste like soju, and you'll be like,
I'll drink it.
Do you want peach? Have peach.
No, give me Citron.
No, have peach.
Give
have
me
peach.
Citron. There you go. Give me Citron.
Because you're my peach. Have this. I'm gonna pee. All right. Solo leveling.
The exposition to add the dungeon break is new. So them being like, oh, them calling up Juhi and being like, hey, we need you for this dungeon break is completely new. Cause like in the manhwa, it's like, hey, Jinwoo, like, the shit is fucked. And the second that he gets out of his like dungeon, it's like, oh shit is fucked. We need you like here immediately. So Jinwoo stepping in and be like, oh, this is all new to me. Like is like completely new. And like him being like Juhi being there is cool. So it's another example of like, don't cut it. A1 being like, fucking Stangle figured out. A1 being like, hey, like, we're going to add exposition here. Like, hey, we're calling up Juhi. We didn't get a like, fucking group together, all that kind of thing. Like, I feel like it added a really good job. Like, it really added, like, the whole exposition of, like, hey, this is a hunter group that is added together, like, last minute. So we have no, like, existing chemistry.
Right.
I thought that was cool.
Just for context, real quick, this is the episode 4 where he fights a bunch of wolves and then a snake.
The lichens.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I mean, obviously the biggest thing from this episode is the snake, right?
Yeah.
It's snake episode. Oh, yeah. So I thought that really when it comes down to it, like in the manhwa, it's so tough being a manhwa reader. And you're just like, oh, hey, like this is similar to what I've read in the manhwa, right? You're like, okay, cool. I've seen this. I've done all this. And like, it's kind of one of those moments where like the animation was for a while kind of like, okay, that's what I expect. Like I've read the manhwa, I read a colorized version of the manhwa that looks exactly like the anime.
Right.
I'm like, okay, cool. That looks exactly like it. And then like when he started to fucking clasp onto the snake.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, okay, cool. The anime looks better than the manhwa.
That was fucking crazy. That was the craziest thing I've seen all year. Keep in mind, it's not even February, but that blew me away. When he was fucking like that propelled him like 3 rungs of my MC ladder where I'm like, when he like grabbed on the snake and was like, I'm going to squeeze this fucker's head off.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, back off Kratos.
Yeah.
Like that was awesome.
Just killing a snake through biceps and tricep days alone.
Just awesome shit. Yeah. I have, he boxes a wolf. I'm going to be honest. I've told you before, I write my notes like very vague. And even when I'm sober, I like don't know what they mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I meant.
You're just like,
these are going to be tough to get through.
Good.
I don't know what these are.
Walk them through it.
I have, this is the coolest this wolf fight possibly could have been. So I remember that. I think like the wolf fight, if it was a Shangri-La wolf fight, Shangri-La Frontier fight, it'd be boring as hell. It'd be dumb.
I feel like you're building this off Stank's claims. Because so for those of you who don't know, Stank is our editor. He's incredible at what he does. He's watching Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah.
Both me and Danny probably dropped episode 7.
Yeah,
8,
something like that.
Around
the time of Undead Unlocked.
Yeah. So he's on Core 2, and so Core 2 is apparently, you know, like I don't know, the fight. Stank texted us recently in a group chat that we have, me, Danny, Stank and Cody, and it was like, hey, the pacing on Shangri-La Frontier fights is similar to that of One Piece. So apparently, Shangri-La Frontier has slowed the fuck down. So Viz hasn't decided to be like, oh, cool, this is we're gonna crush it in terms of pacing here. So, I mean, like, comparatively to one, like, to Shangri-La Frontier, what is it? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, it's you're better? Like, hey, I feel like you said
this. So, compared to Shangri-La Frontier, I feel like, Shangri-La's had episodes where it's like, oh, I'm just gonna fight these like random NPCs. And I'm like, this is boring. I don't care what's happening right now. This is also him just fighting random NPC wolves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is badass.
Yeah.
Like he is cutting them through the mouth.
Yeah.
It's like stabbing them through
sawing
the jaw.
Heads off. Yeah.
It's fucking sweet. So I like that. I don't know if I believe, I agree with this anymore, but I wonder how you feel. We hit a new phase of drunk, I feel like.
Yeah? A new phase of drunk where I'm just waiting for you to spit your takeout?
You are slurring up a storm.
Surely am not.
Surely am.
I told everybody, in an hour and a half, I'm going to be the one who's moderating the podcast.
Nick is lying.
I
Nick is just lying.
I just simply am not.
Hit us in the comments. Hit us in the comments if we seem equally drunk. So he goes, the main character at one point goes, how long before I make up for a life spent being a laughingstock?
Yeah, because he was the weakest hunter in mankind.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a note that I thought's kind of interesting, but I don't know if I agree with anymore. I feel like anime nowadays aren't willing to show us an MC being a laughingstock for a significant amount of time. Naruto and Asta, I'll give it to Asta. And Luffy, honestly.
Okay.
Spend arcs and arcs being laughingstocks.
Yeah.
This guy, like two episodes, Bleach, now he's a badass.
Bleach barely does it.
Bleach
is like, oh, fucking.
My Hero does it kind of well. Demon Slayer, not so much.
Ichigo is like, he gets into Soul Society and he literally beats the strongest of the Gotei 13 guards.
Yeah.
So he beats, what's his name? I don't remember. He beats the strongest guard in a fight. Yeah. And he's like, oh, he was wearing his eye patch that, you know, consumes his spiritual energy. And he has so many other things. He didn't know his Bankai name yet and all that. And it's like, okay, cool. But like, Ichigo defeated the strongest guy in the Sarate 60 episodes in. Manga, like the continuation of the anime is 300 episodes. And then BYGW was like another 60, 70 episodes on top of that.
Yeah.
So like 60 episodes in, it's established that Ichigo is the strongest person.
Yeah.
Ichigo, and then like, I think Luffy is probably the best example of like somebody who you're like, Luffy multiple times throughout the story is like, hey, Luffy gets to Sabaody and he realizes that Kuma's stronger than him. He gets to Dressrosa. He realizes that Doflamingo is stronger than him. He gets to Wano. He realizes that Kaido's stronger than him. There's multiple times that Luffy, throughout the story, has to step up into the shoes of like, oh, hey, I have to be stronger than this new obstacle in front of me.
All right.
Jinwoo, I tell you right now, Jinwoo will... It's gone. Like Jinwoo, like, beyond what we've seen in this episode... Jinwoo will, he'll struggle. He'll struggle.
Right,
emphasis
right.
Struggle.
Yeah.
But Jinwoo will never struggle again.
Right.
Like, Jinwoo will find his way through any fucking obstacle that any, like, brings, like, oh, the fucking levels, I've recovered, right. My daily quests gave me a full recovery, all these kinds of things.
I mean, even beyond, like, literally struggling, like, physically, I feel like Naruto, the whole fucking cast of Naruto hated that kid. Until, like, borderline Shippuden.
Yeah.
Like, there are bits in the Chunin exam where they, like, start to respect him and understand. But there's that. Luffy, the full crew doesn't really respect him until he does their, like, individual, like, character arcs.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of shows...
It's like Mass Effect 2.
Yeah,
make a connection to everybody on your crew until, like, you, like, actually get into their backstory.
Yeah. One Piece is just Mass Effect 2. But, like, I feel like, even with Denji, who I love him as an MC, like, two episodes in, everyone's like, oh, this dude knows what's up. Like,
I know what's going... Everyone says, two episodes in, I know what this character is.
Yeah. Same with, like, JJK, kind of. Yuji goes a little longer without being, like, fully respected by everyone. Yeah. But, like, at most, season one, he has full respect. Yeah. I just feel like new-gen anime... Except My Hero, I'd say.
We're rushing to get the character to, God level.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Agreed.
Cool. I would say, the last thing I want to say is animation of the fight, of the snake fight, reminded me of a combination of Levi versus Beast Titan. Like, it reminded me of Levi versus Beast Titan, whereas, like, his blood was coming down, like, just below his eye level.
Right.
So, like, it was nose, and I was like, oh, cool. It slightly reminds me of that.
Geto fighting that dragon in season two.
Yeah, when he uses inverted spirit heavy to cut the dragon in half.
Yeah, thing in half, yeah.
And then there's, would he just spawn covered in blood next to somebody? Like, whenever he, like, finishes the dungeon, right, he kills the snake. And it's like, cool, the train station is empty.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. I get that the train station is empty because there's, like, currently a gate breaking everywhere else. Like, ideal scenario, there's nobody else being like, hey, shit's going on here. Like, would he just, like, appear covered in blood holding a dagger just next to somebody? What a fucking mind break that would be.
Be terrifying.
Could you imagine?
I guess so.
You're just, like, on your, you're about to, like, get on your train to fucking, like, Brooklyn, And just like a dude just appears next to you with a bloody dagger.
I feel like this universe is so used to like dungeons and hunters and
just
shit.
Bullshit.
That some dude would just pop in and be like, whew, tough day at the office, huh?
And then he just throws like, his broken sword onto, like, onto the third rail. And he's just like, all right, cool, thanks.
My last note was I wish he kept the broken sword. Because he keeps it the whole episode. And when he's like, when he sees a big golem and he's like, he like clenches his sword. I'm like, I would love if this is like his weapon.
He's just fucking stabbing people with a, sheared off sword.
I like love, it doesn't even be for this anime, but it just made me love the idea of like a character who's like, this is my sword. It's broken. Like this is a sword that works for me. I'm going to keep it. I love
that. That would be kind of cool.
That's super sick.
That'd be really cool. All right. Last thing I want to talk about.
Yep.
I've been watching Bocchi the Rock.
Let's go. Wait, real quick, because this will be literally two sentences. Did you watch Metallic Rouge?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Oh, I actually have a lot of notes.
Really?
We genuinely need to talk about how much this OP slaps.
Yeah. I told you the music was great.
So outside of the confines of Mashal appearing this season and having like a Jersey beat, fucking incredible OP.
Yeah, crazy rap.
Fucking like, Metallic Rouge. It's like a funk, it's like a funk pop like OP, and it is so good. It's so, it's like if Cyberpunk was a 3.5, like a minute and a half song, it is so good. There's they managed to encapsulate the cyberpunkness of like, you know, a minute and a half, like you want to encapsulate the 70s, 80s. What was Edgerunners?
2077?
No. But what was the thing that inspired Edgerunners?
Cyberpunk.
The thing.
Oh, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I was like, if you wanted to encapsulate what the 70s were with Edgerunners and all that, and like it's like that era and like what that would sound like, that is exactly what this OP would sound like, but in Japanese.
Yeah.
I feel like they did such a good job. Outside of that, they need to kill the Immortal Nine.
I still don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I was so bored this episode.
Really?
Which is why I'm interested that you have so many
notes. I found
this
to be one of the most compelling episodes.
Really?
Because this is the episode that they finally fucking set up plot.
I'm like, yeah, so episode one, they like set up the premise. Two, they set up the world. This, they set up the plot, I'd say. I'm sick of them setting things up, I think. It's just, wait, this is episode four, so I don't even know like what three was.
The thing is, they entered so probably, like, not problematically, but like, it was like they entered so like, this is like the world and you better get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, there was such a high level of entry in order to be like, hey, this is the world, figure it out.
Yeah.
And so now by episode four, we're like, okay, cool. I'm starting to understand. We need to kill the Immortal Nine. We get their ids to this guy who's related to Rouge, like all this kind of thing. And so it's like, it's been kind of tough to be like, hey, I understand that this is like where we're heading and where we're going, but like understanding that path and trying to get there while also understanding like the character motivations of each individual person in the story has been kind of complex. Now that we're introducing like neons and like, oh, hey, by the way, it's Detroit. It's like, it's Detroit become human.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, hey, the AI is slowly becoming human. They are trying to find a way to break their ability to be pacifistic to humankind. And the biggest thing from this episode that I want to take away is, let's say hypothetically, humans conquer AI. We figure out AI. We're like, oh, cool. This is it. They're going to be slaves to us forever. I would be the first person to be like, oh, cool. They're humans.
Yeah.
Like the way I would marry. Now, I'm not like, oh, Nick wants to fuck Rouge.
Right.
Like,
She's hot. Danny wants to fuck Rouge.
Listen, either
depending
of them,
on age.
Either the bird girl or Rouge.
Yeah.
When it comes to
bird girl for sure.
When it comes to a spectrum of attractiveness, they have both maxed out the level.
Mm-hmm.
But like, here's my thing. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Like, if it's like, oh, Nick wants to fuck a robot. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying hypothetically, I would marry an AI if they were on the level of like, hey, can they have competent thought? The second AI hits like, hey, we're having complex. Bud, hold up.
For audio only listeners, even though this will probably get cut, Waggy was stuck in the cables.
Yeah, he's stuck in all the cables.
Woo!
You got him in 10 minutes, so we'll be fine. So that's the thing. It's like, the second that AI gets to the point where I'm like, oh, cool, like, that's a human, I'm in.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm in. I'm fully in.
Absolutely. I agree.
I have this God complex where I'm like, oh, every human besides me is, you know, fucking, you know, NPC generated, you know, yeah. It's like fucking, oh, cool. Like you're you know, an auction seller.
That's a crazy psychopathic admittance. He just,
oh, yeah, it's fair. No, I'm kidding.
Just you being like,
I understand that every other human is a human, but
just
like
you being like, yeah, you know, I see everybody as an unfeeling, idiotic NPC.
Listen, the brain Dennis named Reynolds. Itself. That's all I'm going to say. The brain named itself. And yeah. So like, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, the second I'm like, oh, cool. AI is able to like reach a level of emotional competency that a human has. I'm fucking down.
Yeah.
I treat my ground, my fucking vacuum, with the same respect as I do a human, because I think one day it'll get me kudos. Like one day, like me, like be naming my ground vacuum and be like, hey, Half Squad, how we doing today? Well, like he'll commune that to the rest of the fucking AI overlords, and they'll be like, hey, cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So me and Danny are currently faced with the conundrum that our live has cut out of audio. So maybe we will quickly run through our flashbacks.
Yeah.
So my flashback is the fact that...
Sorry. Didn't talk about Butcher the Rock. Do you want to do that quickly? Or next week?
No, you're right. Yeah, let's do Butcher the Rock. Okay. So Butcher the Rock, I've been watching it 4 episodes in.
I'm 1 episode in.
I'd like to establish the fact that Butcher the Rock is better than anything I'm currently watching in the season.
I'd like to agree with that fact.
Yeah.
It's pretty hype.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Butcher the Rock is a story about a girl who has social anxiety, trying to find like a place in the world through the medium of joining a rock band.
Yeah.
And she's a guitarist. She's a lead guitarist. And so she, her entire thing is like, hey, I'm trying to find a band, but no one will talk to me. And yeah. So she posts out onto the interweb. She's like, hey, I'm incredible at guitar, but nobody wants.
Yeah.
I can't keep burping. It's fucking me up.
She makes YouTube videos.
Yeah.
She's Guitar Hero 6969 or whatever on YouTube. 30,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. It's literally
Japan has such a cute vision of what fame on YouTube looks like.
It's literally Comey can't communicate if Comey could play guitar.
It's Comey can't fucking strung these 6 strings.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So we both started. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm 4 episodes in, and it's gonna strike your, oh, this is Mashal type comedy type thing. Cause it's not a serious, it's like, it's a story about a girl who has social anxiety trying to join a band, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the issue. It's like it is definitely like a less serious type thing, but it's like a story about a girl trying to break out of her shell. And I like, because of that, I want to bring it to Dorothy, who's like,
yeah, that'd be good.
I wouldn't say she's socially anxious, but at the same time, she's like, she's not.
Yeah, she's introverted a little.
Yeah, she's introverted.
She for sure is.
I feel like she would relate to the story. And so, I want to bring that to her and be like, okay, cool. Like, here's something that you can interact with. So, Bochy the Rock has been a ton of fun. It's been so fun. I love Bochy. I love Ryo-san. I love all the, like, Kita-san. Like, all the, individual characters. Jesus Christ. Introduced to the story.
Told you.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking stacking up here. I'm going to finish the story. I'll probably be done by the time we get to our Sell It You interview. I'll be done with the story, and I'm really looking forward to that. So we'll do our full rundown on all things Bochy the Rock.
I'm going to continue it too. I'm really liking it, despite what you may think, because I'm fine with comedy anime.
Yeah.
If they're funny, like love Spy Family, love Buddy Daddies. Yeah. Buddy Daddies really funny. I don't need it to be as violent as it is to like it.
Yeah.
Bochy the Rock, I loved episode 1 because Bochy's so endearing. She's so, likable. Yeah.
Very relatable.
The reason I don't love Mashal is because I love the premise and want it in a non-comedy.
That's my thing is that you're like, oh, Bochy has social anxiety. I relate to that. Mashal is just a story about a dude who wants cream puffs.
No, it's less like I'm more into, like, I want to see a kid in a wizard school who's just a Rock Lee, like who just chooses to punch.
Who just fucking snaps people's wands.
Yeah, like in a serious anime. It's the fact that the premise is so good and it's being used in a comedy anime.
Yeah.
That's my beef. Like, and Bochy the Rock is less like random humor than One Punch Man or Mashal, in my opinion. So I'm loving it. I'll definitely continue it too. I'll try and finish by next week.
No, I'm excited for it. I think that it's probably going to be the best thing I watch all season.
Yeah, like, it's a bad season. I'm so happy you're going to China.
I'm happy that we're doing 5 weeks off because, my God, Solo Leveling being the front runner of what we're talking about is. And here's the thing. Solo Leveling has been doing very well in the Weeb Commander. Like, it's like In terms of like, oh, it's driving views, Soul Leveling is there, but I feel like it's just because Soul Leveling has taken the role of JJK in anime fandoms as a whole. Like, please give us something to
talk
about. That's
so interesting. I wouldn't think there's a lot to talk about with Soul Leveling. It's just Sword Art Online.
It's just...
You know it is.
I'm going to let you take that one.
You know it
is. No. I agree.
But okay.
For the sake of this, like the TikTok that Stank is going to cut, I'm going to let you buy that one.
Yeah. It's just... I mean, in terms of power levels, like... In terms of power systems and all that, it's not JJK in that, like, I would assume there's a lot to really break down. It's just isekai video game anime. So I'm just impressed that it's doing so well on your channel, which is about, like, unraveling power systems.
Yeah, it's like I'm doing, like, 500,000 views on fucking the gods of Soul Leveling and shit like that. I want to quickly do my flashback.
Okay.
Which is that Invincible... is not coming back until March 14th.
Every time I give a hot take, I am correct.
What do you mean?
Anytime I'm like, oh, Invincible's not coming out soon. Anytime I'm like, oh, the Mortal Kombat is kind of a bad game. The immediate reaction is, you're an idiot. You're yapping, blah, blah, blah. Wait 2 months. I'm correct.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that?
How long have we been on hiatus here? Fucking
since like
three,
what? Fucking November?
4 months.
Yeah.
Like it's like we're talking. We released 4 episodes into an 8 episode season.
I know.
8 episode season. That's 45. It's 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, they're long. But even so, like if you compare it to anime, when they split up in cores is 12 episodes. This is split among 8 episodes each, if you, like, split them in half. What's happening? Make the whole show, and then, make the whole season, and then release the season.
I don't get how we're how do we get 4 episodes into a show and be like, oh, cool, let's drop it. Like, because, like, they've known they've had 4 episodes for a long time, right?
Yeah.
You have to, like, we have to hit an establishment, like, hey, 4 episodes are ready, let's go.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, cool, but only 4 episodes are good. Like, did we think we were going to get the last 4 episodes in the 4 weeks that took us to air us the original 4 episodes?
I like, the leading theory is that the voiced cast is, like, tough to pin down because they're all, like, A-list celebrities. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Get B to C list celebrities. They will be just as good.
Boy, oh boy, are fucking, there are a million actors who are good at reading words.
Yeah, there's a million voice actors scrambling for work.
I'll do it. I'll fucking... Yeah. What do you mean, Mark? Like, I'll do it tomorrow.
You want to be Omni-Man?
Yeah, I'll be Omni-Man.
I thought you were auditioning for Invincible.
I'll do either. I'll do fucking, listen, I can, what do you mean, Mark? I can go younger. Look at me.
I just love, like.
I got range.
I can do it. I can voice act. Omni-Man, you're fucking me too hard. I'm the mom.
Too big, Omni-Man.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's your flashback?
There's speculation, Nicholas, that Frankie's Japanese voice actor in One Piece is suffering physical health issues. I'm still drunk.
Yep.
People have noticed that Frankie's voice acting quality has, like, declined in a way that they feel his health is being, like, affected.
Gotcha.
And to be
fair...
So he's
just shambling out of a hospital bed being like, all right, time to say super really hard.
I guess so. People have been being like, yeah, super used to be like, super!
And
now
it's like,
super! Yeah, so it's interesting. I don't know. I don't watch the anime. I read the manga. I'm not far enough to know who Frankie is. But it just seemed interesting, and I'm appreciative that, like... Because he's, like, 60 years old.
Yeah. As are most of the, like, voice cast of One Piece, because it's been around for 25 fucking years. Yeah,
he's 60. The anime comes out weekly forever.
Yeah.
So, like, of course that is gonna strain on him. Honestly, like, I don't know how many episodes they do in a week, like, they record. He could just have a, like, rough week, and we think it's, like, declining
the
because,
way
like,
I could... the fucking Frankie in One Piece is just, like... kind of around sometimes.
That's what I mean. He could have, like, strep throat, and that could affect the next 20 episodes.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like you're casting Frankie's roles. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, let's get the next, like, let's get Wano in a fucking two-day take.
Yeah, but, like, regardless, I'm glad that the reception is like, oh, man, like, he's like, it's sympathetic. It's not people being like, oh, fucking can his ass. He can't do the super anymore.
Yeah.
So that's just like my quote unquote news, is that that like speculation's been going around that he is either getting too old or like has some health problems that are affecting him.
You want to do best boy?
Yeah.
What's my best boy is Bochy, because she is incredibly. Listen, we were talking about.
She is incredibly.
We were doing a Crunchyroll, like, oh, hey, who needs to be X, Y, and Z last week? And we're like, oh, best character, most needed to be protected, all those kinds of things. Bochy definitely should have been higher up on our rankings, because Bochy is one of the most relatable anime characters I've ever known. I'm an extrovert, obviously. It's what I fucking do. Danny, I would say, is somewhere, he toes the line between introvert and extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
Danny has a social battery that definitely gets exhausted pretty quickly. I do not. My social battery charges through other people being in my life.
You're a social hybrid.
You're a social hybrid.
Yeah. You're a social electric car.
That the braking makes me fucking, yeah, okay, the braking charges my battery.
Yeah, sure.
So you are the kind of person who's like, oh, like, everyone's like, oh, Danny loves to be inside and film his content. But at the same time, Danny loves to be outside and meet people and all these things, meet fans. I fucking live off meeting fans.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, like, Bochy is relatable, but only because I date the introvert's introvert.
Right. I feel that. It's funny that there's Bochy and Bochy in that competition of, like, who should be protected at all costs. But I agree. She's fucking adorable. I had the exact same thought while watching that first episode, where I was like, man, I wish I watched this before we voted for most protected.
Yeah.
My best boy, Tekken 8, I said it would be. It's fun. It's good. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
King's Grabs?
Like, tool grabby?
I've seen so many of, like, just, like, him doing, like, a 75% combo on motherfuckers. Yeah.
It's just grab city. If he gets you, you're done.
You're
it's over.
You're cooked. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's interesting because it's, like, I'm usually, like, a very petty gamer where I'll be, like, if I'm bad at a game, I won't play it.
Yeah.
Like, I won't have fun. I'm too old to be sinking, like, dozens of hours.
You're not doing 20 hours a week into fucking Tekken.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna fucking, like, learn how to be better at a battle royale. I, like, don't need to. There's other games I'm good at. But this one,
Power World is right there.
Yeah, this one I'm bad at, but want to learn. Yeah. Because when I accidentally do something right, it feels great.
Yeah, you're like, oh! Yeah. I still got it.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what Tekken is. Yeah. So yeah, Tekken's great. Very, like, it's not accessible at all. Like, if you're new to fighting games, even though I want Tekken to succeed and, like, it's great, do not play Tekken as your first fighting game.
It's like the learning curve is monumentous. Yeah.
You know what else I did?
What?
I bought all of the DLC heroes in For Honor this week.
I'm so proud of you.
All the, like, latest ones.
All,
like,
$140 of DLCs. Yeah.
I had spent, like, $60 getting, like, the last chunk that's, like, non-Samurai Viking or Knight. Like, it's, like, Medjai, some, like, Arabian bitch.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
There's, like, your Chinese heroes in there. Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
So, that's exciting. I'm excited to play more For Honor.
Incredibly exciting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, our love letters have gone out because, obviously, Wagyu decided to do a little shaken move here that broke our live. But, you know, that's life, and that's how it goes. And me and Danny are too sauced to figure things out. So that's going to be the end of the podcast here, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us this week. Shout out to a year of celebration of Otakus Anonymous. We guys appreciate you being here for 52 weeks. 52 weeks is crazy. Being here for 52 consecutive episodes when me and Danny started our podcast talking about what mechs would win in a fight from each country and serial rankings and
poop
and Sons of Anarchy fucking episodes and all
Let me ask you something. Are you wearing underwear right now?
I actually am.
Let's go.
Rare episode for
what
me.
What an arc.
Yeah, it is very rare. But I wanted to wear these shorts because it's hot.
That's another.
I need to not have my balls come out.
Yeah, that's fair.
The arc is also, commando or not. So one year in, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you guys being here. We're going to go interview Chris Barnett in the best capacity that we know how to. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, until we see you next week, we love you. We appreciate you. Next week is going to be kind of an abbreviated episode because we're not going to talk about soul
anything.
Leveling. Really anything.
It's going to be, if anything, I'm very nervous about next episode because we hardly have shows to talk about right now.
I mean, we'll play games, you know, we'll do the thing. But I leave for China on February 3rd, which means that's I'm going to be leaving on Saturday. So hypothetically, I guess we could. Actually, we could. We could record on Saturday. I could tell Stella that we
I can't.
Yeah, Danny is
I'm busy
filming
all weekend.
A short. Yeah, so a lot going on. We're both successful content creators. But you guys understand it. I've been NCHammer23, also known as the Weeb Commander. Danny.
I've been Danny Mata, and we've both been drunk.
Yeah.
That's it. Danny Mata.
Whole thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate you all being here. Goodbye, and we love you. Goodbye. And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the class.